All right. Again, another intro I'm recording at the last second when I don't feel like it. And so there's going to be no emotion in my voice at all. You guys are going to have to suffer through this. My guest this week is a friend. He's a fun guy. Very tall. He's very tall. Very slender. He's funny. It's all get out, as the kids are saying. And as you're gonna see when you're listening, we're not gonna see it. You're gonna hear it. And he's one of my favorites. What else can I say? He's a great guy. Gonna keep bread and butter in the bread. I don't know. Anyway, so this episode is with Chris Wood. Like I said, he's funny. We talk about a lot of things, actually. A lot of random things, a lot of fun things. I'm just rambling right now. We touch on a little bit here. We touch on a little bit there. I don't usually say what we talk about in the episode. I just let you guys listen to it, enjoy it. So I'm just going to do that. I don't think I have much to, talk about otherwise. Our open mic obviously is every Tuesday. Puck, come on down. I promise these intros are going to get like at least 10% better from here on out. I hope. All right. I guess enjoy the episode. Bye.
Where the streets have no name, where the streets have no name, we're listening to Matt Lips' podcast, where the streets have no name!
All right, so Chris Wood, this is Chris Wood. I never introduce my guests, but this is Chris Wood.
What's up, guys? How we
doing? Not to bread your butter too much, but honestly, I don't know if I've seen, like, I haven't seen a ton of your sets, but I haven't really seen a bad one because I love it.
Oh, there's a lot of bad ones. I appreciate that. Like, I had to work on being like, thank you. But like, for everything you say about like anything you could say, like, yeah, I like this or like that. Like, I have something like I can break down whatever you compliment you gave me about comedy that I did so much that like it'll end up being like, yeah, but like it was all right, but I had to sell it real hard. It was fucking bullshit. So like, I don't know. It's really uncomfortable for me to talk about. I'm like mumbling right now. Like I'm trying to deny a murder. I'm like, I don't know,
Chris Wood, because
first 48. Like I need a lawyer.
Because your shit is funny fucking and your writing style, like, I remember you got this.
I'm not gonna talk this, but like, I just did a shake.
I'm not gonna get, I'm not
blowing a dog's face, a dog does. Like, I just fucking recorded and started shaking.
I'm not gonna get into your actually how you write. Don't worry. I know. I remember where were we outside fucking Growlers the one night, and somebody tried to get into it, and you're like, can we just change the subject?
It's because it's so weird. No. Like, because we're all like, what? Where everybody's under 5 years, right?
No, I'm just saying. I love, like, I can see, and I think I've told you this before. I can see you do a set and fucking, of course, love the shit out of it, and then I can see you do the same bit, except the entire bit is different with the same premise, and I'm like, how? Like, I'm like, how? See, like,
yeah.
I'm like, and I love it. I don't know how you get like that. Like, you hate talking about. Do you hate talking about your own comedy?
I hate that. Like, nobody. Who's
I've never
to
seen
this can
anyone
see my face contort like the fucking Exorcist right now. Like,
I've never seen anyone react the way you do.
I hate
on talking
so
about their own comedy. Like, if someone wants to talk about it, not that you walking up and just bringing up your own comedy, like,
that would
be ridiculous. But I mean, I've never seen someone who, if someone talks to them about it, has just is so. And I'm not trying to make you uncomfortable.
No,
you don't want to talk about it.
We
don't have to.
It's fine. Like, that's how you met me. So, like, yeah. But, like, I don't know, man. Like, it's got to get better. Like, I'll just sit here and be like, I got to work on shit, man. I'm not doing enough. It's good. It's all right for where it is. I'm having a fucking, I can't even speak English right now, man. I'm so on the.
I don't know. Honestly, you're on my short list of like Philly comedians that I fucking love, and I am gonna keep giving you. I'm gonna keep breading that butter all day. I'll change. You're getting way too uncomfortable.
I'll stay on it. I'll talk about it really. But like, I'm telling you, like, the truth is that like, I'm super scared of being viewed as like. Like, I don't even know. Like, I don't want to, I never do anything really political at all because I don't really care that much, or anything religious because I don't really care that much. And so, like, the majority of what I do is just, like, almost entirely straight silly with, like, I attempt to have a through line in it. But, like, if there's no through line, like, there's bits that just have no through line. Like, I guess, like, Slugs has no reason to, Slugs is just Slugs is just, like, straight silliness where we're talking about, like, Slugs penile joust to get each other pregnant. And, like, it's just a quick twist of, like, it's if it was people, what happens? And then it's just ridiculous off to the races. Like, there's no through line there.
But you can also, like, make a bit work just because of you and, like, the way you say things and just the weird, like, like, I can't even do it.
Yes, but like that. Like, like, I can find a way to hate that too. Like, I can find a way to hate that. Like, I can kind of muddle through a shitty premise with one angle
but
on
but
it.
But that's like, also a good thing. I feel too. If you can, if I feel like. I don't know how I had a way to phrase it. I can't even. You're making me uncomfortable.
No, but like, I feel like everybody has traps. Like, everybody has, like, I don't know how you want to liken it to. If everybody's fucking. I played Diablo 2 a lot in high school. You ever play, like, an role playing game with sorcerers and necromancers and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, I played like StarCraft and
yeah,
shit.
That kind of shit, like a World of Warcraft era. So, like, let's say every comic is a different, like, type of warrior or sorcerer, whatever. So, like, each type has, like, pros and cons to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like in my own mind, like, I can sell a bag of shit premise. I can do that. Probably in an okay room a little bit. I could sell it enough to, like, not get nothing, I guess. I don't know. Like, I can sell it, so that's an asset I have. But, like, the trap of that is that, like, I can become infatuated with selling something with no through line. Not that I hate Slugs. I like Slugs because it's uncommon and it's a premise that's like, fuck are you even talking about? But, like, for example, like, Piss Pants is a premise that's on the shelf right now. It's about being in an argument with a girlfriend who I love, and the problem that happened in that argument is that I ran out of I don't have any excuses, and I'm too proud to say I'm sorry. So what I did in that situation, we were driving to my car, I just pissed all over my pants. I had to pee so bad I just pissed everywhere just in my pants while driving, just as a distraction.
Yeah,
right. And so, like, that in itself is funny enough to usually elicit a laugh. And, like, in the past, the path I've carved for that bit completely loses the through line, which is supposed to be that, like, so desperate not to lose this love that I have that I will do anything within reason, and that it's not going to harm anybody, to just keep her from being upset with me because I don't know how to fix this because I'm too proud to say a heartfelt I'm sorry. So what I come up with is that I just piss my pants. I just straight threw a distraction out there. But, like, I lose that through line, and that's why it's shelved.
So when you say through line, you mean, like, a line that's, like, is more of an explanation. You're not gonna, it's not something to get a laugh off of. It's something to, like,
that if I don't keep that in the bit, it's going to just go off the tracks and be super silly.
Okay.
And it may or may not work, but for me, I'll be unhappy with it because there's no through. The point of Piss Pants would be that, like, I love her so much that I'm kind of stupid and too proud to just take a breath and give, like, I'm really sorry, babe. I just can't. I'm sorry. I don't know what else to say to you. And, like, I won't accept, like, not having it be resolved.
Yeah.
So, like, as in my juvenile mind, because I'm like, I'm not a psycho, so I'm not going to get in a car accident on purpose. All I have is that I had to pee, and so I was just like, I'm pissing these maroon khakis right now. And, like, it happened on that bend. If anybody's ever driven from Jersey,
This isn't something made up. This is something.
Oh no, no, yeah, yeah. Okay. The majority of things that, like, are autobiographical, like, happened. Okay. So, like, this happened. I was working at my old job, so I was in business casual attire. It was maroon khakis and a dress pants with a brown belt, and I hated that job. And something happened. We were in an argument where I fucked up. I said something I shouldn't have said. And, like, just, like, knew your beat. And so I really didn't have anything. But it's on that road when you're coming up 295 South. You're going to take the bend to go into the Walt Whitman Bridge. And then you're not going to go on the bridge. You end up keeping on 295 North to go to Cherry Hill-ish area, like if you want to go to Benihana, on that jug handle is when like I made a resolute, like I would like almost like you just shorted out. And I was just like, I can piss right now. I'm going to pee. And like had to just start peeing, and like it worked.
How did she actually react?
She started laughing. Cause she's the woman I know. That's why I would never date a girl who seriously wants to watch The Notebook, because I couldn't piss my pants in front of her and have her take it correctly.
I feel like there's a lot of girls that you couldn't piss your pants in front of them.
I'm only dating one, buddy. Like I've only found one that's awesome. Like I'm sure there's a lot of like that other ones I haven't really given a try to. I'm not saying that all the girls are not cool. But, like, if you're down and watch The Notebook in a serious context, you're probably not going to get me pissing my maroon khakis as, like, a sort of, just a stalemate. Not even saying I'm sorry. I'm not trying to win. I just want it, like, over so we can go get dinner later.
That makes that story crazier, because I've heard you tell the joke, and I didn't think that was completely based off a true story. I believe it may have been something that you thought about in the past, but I didn't think it was something that you actually did.
Yeah, no. And then I had to circle back because we were in Jersey, so I had to go back to my parents' house because I had all pissy pants. And like when you, like it pee, like, there's so much piss everywhere. Where were you headed? We're going back to the city, but like I can't go to the city. I didn't have clothes and stuff at the time in the city. So I had to go back to my parents' house in Jersey with like a totally pee butt and like crotch maroon khakis, and like just like a Hey Arnold tied a sweater around
it would have dried. You could have said you spilled something on it.
It was a lot of
piss,
dude. I used to drink a lot of energy drinks, and like it was one of those where it's just a mess. So I had to go in, like didn't get a shower, just put on new pants and had a great night. But like that whole idea is shelved because I'll lose the through line in it. So like I would like to bring it back, but I can't. I've tried to do it on stage before, but I end up just finding the same Bobo analogies that are like fun and entertaining, but they're not talking about what that's actually about. So I got to shelve it.
All right. So we'll actually don't worry. We'll use all this.
But yeah,
go ahead. We'll use all this, but this is going to be the official starting point.
Okay.
Because it has an official starting point.
Oh, so, we've just been bullshitting this whole time?
I mean, it's all stuff. We use all the stuff that we record
before. Oh,
awesome.
Before. I'm not mad
I just kind of, no, I just kind of pick a...
I feel good about that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of embarrassed that we go to the topic, but I got through all right.
I just kind of pick a point to start eventually.
Okay, cool.
And so it starts with...
So what's up? What is going on?
Oh, my God. Chris Wood. You're so tall.
I am. I'm sitting right now.
When you extend your arms like that, you get even taller.
I'm a really weird shape when I'm naked. I'm a very strange. I'm like a terrible guy to have just naked in the corner of a room for no reason. So scary. I'm like gangly. Like I went to the bathroom once in the middle of the night, and I live with my girlfriend. We have a window that shines in horizontally when you're taking a pee. So like I'm taking a pee and I'm naked, and then there's moonlight coming in from the window, and it looked like Red Dragon. Like, it looked so scary. She was terrified. Like, I'm an alien or a ghost demon. It's really scary. I have a strange shape to be, like kind of lit naked. It's really funny.
Maybe shut the blinds better next time.
There's no blinds. Oh. It's that, like, weird tile. What do you call that? Like, the see-through tile, but it's, like, obscured at the same time.
Wait, see-through tiles on the window?
Like the soda bottle glass
kind of one? Soda bottle glass-ish. It's like 80s-y. Yeah. I feel like they have it at ice cream parlors. I don't know.
You could probably still install blinds if you wanted to.
I'm not doing that. That's
I'm a guy. We don't install blinds.
I can, I don't know. That might be I'm all right. I got more handy over
isn't,
the last
isn't
year.
Isn't that called mosaic when it's like glass
I think
bottle?
I'm,
like,
mosaic is when you take a bunch of stuff and kind of make something else out of it.
I feel like that's what that was.
Yeah, that's like the broad stroke of what mosaic. Mosaic, didn't they do that in like ancient Greece and Rome? I'm going to be more confident about this. Mosaic is from ancient Greece and Rome when they would take tiles and make mosaics of, let's say, the Minotaur from Minos.
You know, we should just fucking sit here and educate people. I'm not good at it.
Let's just say it with confidence.
We'll just make a bunch of shit but sound like we know what the fuck we're talking about.
Yep. All right, what are we talking? Let's do the history of something right now. Pick something. Let's make it up. Any historical event.
Canadian history.
Canadian history. Little known fact, founded by the Thai.
Canadian history was founded
Canada,
by...
They were the first people to Canada with a tie.
Oh, that is true.
The people of Thailand.
You know what? Ooh, I just hit the table.
Nobody believes this now. You got to keep going.
I do have to keep going. I hit the table. I distracted myself. Wait, let's start over.
All the kids are like, this is not real.
I'll pull up a random page on Wikipedia and you guys tell me what it is.
Okay. This will be good. Right, so for anybody who didn't hear that, Getz is going to pull up a random page on Wikipedia, and me and Lips are going to make... we're going to tell you exactly what it is.
He's going to pull up cunnilingus, aren't you? You know what? What are we supposed to talk about?
Ball, Getz.
What are we supposed to talk about? It's fucking Chris Wood. What am I supposed to talk about with this motherfucker?
My naked shape, the human form. What else are you talking about? Being creepy. Okay. I think that's one of the scariest things. That's why when it's scared like that, I think the scariest thing for me is like if you have somebody in a room and you don't have an explanation for it. Like, I don't, like, a demon or a monster or a ghost, like, you can at least put that in a part of your brain that you recognize it. Like, this is a demon or a monster or a ghost. If there's just a dude who's naked
in your room.
Exactly. Like, you have so many questions to get through before you can even be scared of them. But you're scared immediately.
But I don't think, you wouldn't ask the questions right away. You'd just be freaked out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, the questions would be there, obviously.
But I feel like the freaked out is so much more heightened because it has so many roots of questions that go down.
Because the questions in your head when you're freaked out is... Is he gonna kill me? Sex in a second? Like what? Like what is? Like what is?
Isn't that what happened in The Sixth Sense? Not the sex part. Didn't some crazy mental patient of Bruce Willis shoot him in the tummy? Did that happen?
Another iconic movie.
Boom! I'm killed. What did that movie come out 2 decades ago?
I still haven't seen
guys,
it.
Guys, Jaws.
Okay.
The shark dies at the end of Jaws. Guys.
No, it does not.
He gets shot. He's got a propane tank in his mouth. The guy says, "Smile, you son of a bitch." And then the shark blows up. And then him and the scientist Hooper swim back. You thought Hooper was dead. He's not dead.
What happened in Sharknado?
I don't know. That was too recent. I won't spoil that for you.
I think I saw
Richard Dreyfuss.
I don't remember what happens. I think I saw that.
I watched a documentary on the making of Jaws, and they said Richard Dreyfuss was like the ladies' man on that island. Like, you wouldn't have guessed it, but like Richard Dreyfuss apparently was like the socialite of the whole crew because Robert Shaw was just drunk all the time. Like, he's like a notorious drinker, but like Hooper was the one who was just like chatting up the ladies at the bar. It was pretty. I wouldn't have guessed it.
All right, ready for the Wikipedia article?
Oh, we're doing okay. Yes.
Tell me all about Praedubia, or the giant siphonophore.
I don't know what those words are.
I can't do this if you can't speak English well.
pick a new one. Pick
a new
one.
What do you?
You don't know about the giant siphonophore?
My phone just made a sound I've never heard it make before, so I have no idea what that. I don't even know what the notification was that I just got.
My phone fell in a toilet a couple of hours ago, and it's still sort of working.
That's crazy. You dropped your phone.
I was in the process of using the toilet, and then I had the earphones plugged in. And then I did a quick motion to the left for some reason, and then the earphones flung the phone off the sink, into the toilet under me, like just the way, like if you could throw a letter through a mail slot, like those kind of odds. Like, I can't believe the phone got in there, but like I immediately like stood up, like turned around, and like
did you hesitate putting the hand in, or did it go right in?
I mean, I'm telling you right now, I'm so proud of this. Like the priest from Indiana Jones 2, Kali Ma, when he would tear a dude's heart out. Like it was just like that, like boom, boom, in and out, and like I pulled it out and was just like shaking it. Thankfully, like business hadn't occurred in the toilet as of this moment.
Would you have hesitated if there was business in there?
It's a phone, man. No, that costs money. I work in like an oil refinery. I wash my hands all day. I'll just wash my hands again. I mean, I'm gonna have a kid one day, probably. So like that's gonna get weird.
You're gonna have some.
That's probably gonna happen. I don't know.
So it's not something that you plan on having, but you're like, it's probably.
That's probably gonna. I want to be a cool grandpa one day. So like, there's steps you gotta take.
I don't care about my kid. I care about his kid.
I don't know.
I just want to be a cool grandpa.
What's going on.
Just be a cool uncle. Just be that way.
Come on, all right, uncle. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see.
Did you find something new yet, Dan?
No, it's going super random. Tell me about the 46th Academy Awards.
The 46th Academy Awards! God. Oh, my God! Those are great!
I remember watching that. The 46th, that was 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I was in Florida visiting my parents.
Were you in
and
Florida?
My mom loves the Academy Awards. My parents live in Florida.
Were you really?
So we were watching. I remember my dad was disinterested, but me and my mom, we sat there fucking from beginning to end. The host was Mariah Carey. Carey. I don't know why they had a musician for the Academy.
I'll tell you why they had Mariah Carey. Why? Because Butterfly, you can't hold that girl down. I love Mariah Carey.
But it just seemed out of place. 2 years ago, musician for the Academy Awards. I mean, she had some okay jokes. Obviously, she didn't write them.
I heard she's one of the funniest people in real life ever.
Is she?
Mariah Carey, yes.
You know what? Yes. She is married to Nick Cannon.
I'm just telling. I don't really know about Nick Cannon. I know Mariah Carey.
I'm not saying Nick Cannon's hilarious, but she's probably funnier than Nick Cannon.
Walk right here tonight, looking sweet and looking fine. I get kind of hectic inside.
But do you remember?
What's up, Deffert Skating Rink?
Do you remember when?
Yeah, man, I could never skate backwards. I remember trying it. You remember doing that? I could not at the time. You remember? Do you have skating parties in fifth grade where you had to dance skate with girls, and I would always go backwards?
Well, not with girls. Never. They don't want to. They didn't want to dance with me then.
Everybody
either.
Got paired up.
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't know. Well, you know.
You can have fun regretting that. I got paired up. I got paired up because I just didn't care. I was too ambitious. I was like, I can skate back.
Just like you and you and you and you.
No. It was just everybody would pair off. People would just pair off. I don't know. It didn't get awkward at school dances until like 7th and 8th grade when like...
I hated dances. I just didn't go. I mean, I went to the roller skating parties. I just didn't really go to dances. I
went to a handful, but not a couple other ones. I don't know.
I didn't even go to prom.
Did I go to a prom?
I never went to a prom.
I went to one prom. Go to the other prom.
We got off topic on the Academy Awards.
I think everybody got the gist of that. You were in Tallahassee. I was in Tacoma, Florida.
It wasn't Tallahassee. I mean, it was Kissimmee.
Oh, Kissimmee. Yeah, I was in Tacoma.
I just remember Mariah Carey got like semi-groped. It was semi-groped. Yeah, it was inappropriate, but it was.
What are you gonna do?
You know, it happens. So. The show normally starts with talking about nostalgia.
Okay.
We were just nostalgic over the Academy Awards and skating parties. And is nostalgia a part of your life, sir? I mean, it's a part of everyone's life, but where does it rank and not rank? But
I listened to a thing about nostalgia. I forget. I wish I could recall what they were talking about, but I think apparently everybody gets it, but you never... like remember things how they are and stuff, but like we're talking
you romanticize
about skating
things. I romanticize a lot of things.
Like we're talking about skating parties. I remember fifth grade skating party. I almost won that dice game. Do you remember what I'm talking about with the giant furry dice?
Sort of. Yes. Like, what was the point of the game? I kind of remember.
Okay, so like the skating rink is a large ice hockey rink type thing.
Yeah.
And so like all like the six. Like the four corners and the two in between horizontally are numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like a six-sided dice. Yeah. And then, like, I guess some like 17-year-old who works there comes out and like ba da 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 dee da da da, and like he's like, everybody pick a corner, and you like freak out like it's the apocalypse, and you pick a corner,
and then it eliminates.
And then whoever he rolls, it's like Russian roulette for kids, and you're like, three's dead, and then all the kids get off, and then like I remember that was so much fun, just being like, it was like little kid gambling for no money. But I remember the joy
Did you win some?
What is that? It's like a 70% chance of winning. Like one out of six is what? Like 15-14%? Like
No, but I mean, what do you?
But
there had to be a point of the game for what I forget what the winning.
The point of the game was like if you win, then you get like I don't even know, maybe some tokens. It doesn't take much when you're in fifth grade. It doesn't take much now. Like, I'm in that Nerf assassin thing. There's no money. I've been trying to explain that to people.
You don't win anything? It's just kind of
there's
for
no
shits
money,
and gigs?
There's nothing. I think it's just straight bragging rights, but it's one of the most fun things I've ever been a part of.
Like I said, the only time I saw it was in the show Greek, which probably not a lot of people have seen.
I didn't even know
but
it existed.
Yeah, it was in the fraternities and sororities.
Stop trying to ruin this for me. I don't care if the worst fraternities in the world did it.
No, it was a great show. I enjoy it.
You can't peer pressure me into saying I don't like this. I love it. I brought a gun here because I thought you were going
to. I wasn't trying to tell you that it wasn't good. I liked that episode. I liked
a lot of it. Jesse's got my gun right now. I brought it because I thought.
How great would it be if this whole time I had you?
I wouldn't even be mad. That's a Hannibal Lecter plan. That'd be pretty good.
He was here to record a podcast.
He's here to get eliminated. That'd be awesome.
Be like, we weren't even recording the entire time. Now
I was scared. I was taking it too seriously at the beginning because I like had a stakeout too. After 2 hours after it started, I went and like,
who was your first target?
It was Eddie Finn This is coming out, but who cares? Everybody knows. So, like, the first target was Eddie Finn, and so I picked him up for a show at the Cal the week before, so I had his address, my text messages, so I just punched it in after work, and I was like, let's go get him. And so then I parked about a half block, because Eddie Finn comes out, and then his doorway, he has to turn left as he comes out, which is towards oncoming traffic. So I drove an extra quarter of a block down. So his initial move, even if he was looking around for stuff, which he wasn't, was to go out and turn left so he'd miss my parked car because I'm a little bit farther down. But I guess that he was going to walk towards traffic to either get a trolley, which he ended up was doing, getting a trolley or walking to Fairmount. So he comes out. He misses me. He turns the corner at Kung Fu Necktie. I get out with a Nerf shotgun I bought. And fucking then lit him up. I felt bad about it though, because I took it like too seriously. And I was like, I don't know if I was taking it too seriously or not, but then like the next day I had a 2-hour stakeout with Liam, a 4-year-old I hang out with sometimes, babysit, and then I got Graves outside of the Irish Pole. But Graves' reaction to get
was probably the best ever.
Yeah, he like reassured me that like that's how you do it. That's what I was assuming, is that, like, the more effort, like you would want an extravagant kill.
Yeah.
Like, whoever comes to get me, I hope that, like, you drop from the ceiling with, like, a rope and, like, light me up with 80 darts.
Feel like they should just win the game at that point.
Yeah.
To kill someone.
You just swing in, yeah. And
They went through the ventilation system and all that shit.
Boondock Saints 1 style, yeah. I know Sydney's running in and out. I saw, because in the stakeout, I was out there for 2 hours. I saw Sydney run into the Irish Pole for Comedygasm. He hung out in there for like 40 minutes. Then he came back down like very quickly with like a his Nerf gun in his pocket.
Yeah.
But like I called him afterwards. They're like, hey, buddy, what were you doing over there? Just to see if he had me or whatever, see if he would give clues. But also when he ran out of the pole, he ran across the street with his hand in his pocket like a gun.
Yeah.
And there was a police SUV that saw it. But, like, they didn't stop him, but, like, they double-pumped. And, like, I saw the whole thing where, like, the cop double-pumped on Sydney looking like he had a gun. And I was like, Jesus, that's awful.
That would've been great if he got stabbed. Be like, it's a Nerf gun, sir.
I don't know. I'm glad it didn't happen. I was scared that it would happen. And then I would get out of the car and, like, help explain, like, with my Nerf shotgun. Like, sir. So we both have Nerf guns. I don't know if we're looking for each other.
We're 12. We still play with Nerf guns. Okay.
But it's so fun. It's like GoldenEye in real life. Like, I had no idea these games existed. And, like, I feel bad killing people because I know that they're fun ends. So that's why I want to kill people the best.
I know that they're fun ends.
They're fun ends.
There's no consolation bracket.
No.
There's just... But going back to
nostalgia.
That's fine.
We talked about GoldenEye though. That's nostalgia.
Did you play?
Yes, that was. I think I still hold that's the best 4-player multiplayer game ever. Like to play with your friends, just shit talking. It's complicated enough.
Although
it hit me right at the sweet spot when I was in like 9th grade.
Yeah, I was. Well, I'm older than... Really? I feel like I was younger than that, because I'm older than you, and I feel like I was in, like, middle school.
Really? It might have been middle school then. I don't know.
When that game... Yeah. But you're at... Okay, you're at a party today.
Yes.
Are you... you have two choices. Are you playing GoldenEye, 4-player, whatever? Did you play with a Golden Gun, by the way?
Yeah, you play all of them. You run all
Did you play with Golden Gun on? Because when it's 4 players and, you know, you're going whatever.
You play any scenario.
Because a lot of people hated Golden Gun because it was one shot.
Then you put on License to Kill, and then everything's one shot, and then you go back to Golden Gun, and you're like, I don't even want that piece of shit. I'm going to sidestep with a club because that thing shoots wonky, and you probably can't hit me because I'm Boris.
So your choices are that.
Okay.
Or... Are you playing Mario Kart 64?
Mario Kart, I'll go on the record, is not good.
Really?
Mario Kart, people like Rainbow Road. It's all right.
I don't really like Rainbow Road.
I'm just telling you, that's a headache in a level. I don't want it.
I'm good as shit at Mario Kart. Rainbow Road, it's like it's too hard. I can't. It's too much.
People can't see me roll my eyes there, but I have so many problems. Like, people love Mario Kart. Like, I've acted like I love Mario Kart. Like, I played Mario Kart with Tim the first time we hung out at his place, and it's not like I hate Mario Kart. Mario Kart
is 64,
okay.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, because the other ones aren't that great.
I'm just saying, there's options that are, like, I'll take Perfect Dark. Perfect Dark kind of ruined GoldenEye. I got too crazy, too complicated, aliens. I don't need that. I just need, like, basic, like, James Bondy, like, just gun, like, the, it was just... I'm getting choked up like it's comedy right now. It's so... I just really love it. It's good. But you don't ever get a chance anymore. And, like, But Mario Kart, you get arguments with like Wario, the track where like somebody knows how to do the shortcut. And well, then people get pissed at each other.
Oh, I never had that. I never had that. Like, if you know the shortcut, you know the shortcut. If you don't, you don't.
There's always somebody in the group that's like, no shortcuts. And you're like, all right, I'm not going to use it. But then somebody used it, and they get all mad.
I've never been in that group. I've never had that.
I played a lot of Nintendo 64. I just feel like if we're going to get mad at each other, I want a game with guns in it, and I want to be able to yell at each other.
What about like a Tony Hawk?
Tony Hawk is more of a you time game, like a me time thing.
I think I like playing if it's like two people, high score.
Really?
Yeah.
That was always like a sub in. That was the same as like WCW, NWO.
See, I played a decent
amount. I was Kevin Nash. Are you Rey Mysterio? Oh my God.
I never played that one. I played like, I like the older systems a lot more. Like, the newer systems, I barely play any games.
You better ramp it up on the pop culture, dude, because you've missed, like, 18 movies, and you've never played fucking WCW or WO.
Most of the movies... Most of the movies you referenced, I'm like, yeah.
Although you did start with Con Air, so, you were the impetus to go down that trail, so you...
See, if you go, when you go non-comedy, it's fringe. If it's gonna hit,
we can go back.
I should watch other movies, like more movies. I just don't now.
I logged them all when I was younger, and now I don't have time. It's kind of like music. I don't have time to find new music. I don't have time to find new movies.
You know what movie I keep meaning to download and watch that I should have? If I like comedy, it should have been one of the first movies. What? Is I've never seen Dumb and Dumber.
Never watched that all the way through either.
Like, most people, like, you've never seen that, and you watch comedies mostly, and I'm like, I know, I just...
I don't watch a whole lot of comedy. I mean, I guess I saw some good comedies? I don't know. But, like, when I watch a movie, I want to cry. Like, I'm, like, explicitly looking, like, I want you make emotions in my body.
you don't feel like a pussy? Like, if you... I'm not saying it makes you a pussy.
No,
I'm just saying it doesn't...
I've gone through periods of time where, like, I can't cry. Where, like... You ever go through, like, numbness where, like, you're just emotionally numb the whole time? So, like, you don't really have anything. Like, I can't cry. I can't really be elated. I'm just kind of, like, I'm always even keel. Like, I've had that before in my life for, like, a decent stretch of time.
I don't know if I've ever had that.
All right. Well, that's, like,
sort of,
depression.
Yeah, I've had, like...
I try to dance around it and hope you're just like, yeah, that. So, like, about it.
No, I've
had... had that, yeah. Not, just, like, that we could have moved on without me having to fucking... whine about depression.
No, I've had like plenty of times, and I don't know if it's
not accepting my problems. If it's whining about depression,
if it's more like because like how I'm feeling, the weather. I feel like a lot of times it was a winter thing, and it's not seasonal depression. But I know when I was younger, like or teenager, but I would have like depressing moods where like. Thing like everything would just hit me all at once, and I'd just be in that mood for a little while. But okay. it wasn't an elongated thing. I don't get it a lot anymore. Once in a blue moon.
I haven't gotten it in a long time. I remember having it where it's just like I can't.
But yours was like a stretch. Like mine was more like that day, or maybe that day and the next day, and like not like full on. Like,
yeah,
it was
just kinda, for a while. Like I'm just kind of like nah, and then I isolate and I don't really want to do anything. It's like it's you know it is what it is. But then. I don't know. I started working out and stuff.
I should probably do that. I don't.
I think I read an article. You ever get like halfway science and then like that shapes your life for a while? Like science from like an incredible fact. Like I did chewing tobacco for like 7 years and I started in college. And I remember the guy who did it before me or like who like I saw do it and like admired him. He's like a dude I boxed with or whatever. He's older.
Yeah.
And he would always pack a lip afterwards because like it would go in quicker if you had a cut in your mouth or something. Like, because it the nicotine absorbs through your gums. And so, like, I just started doing it because of that. But, like, I remember he threw out, like a dentist fact once of, like, yeah, I asked my dentist about it. And he said that, like, nah, 93% of mouth cancer is genetic. So you're only upping your odds by 7%. And, like, I just, like, hook, line, and sinker took that, like, in, like, my knowledge bank of, like, this is real.
So that you're like, this is
oh, yeah.
a 7% chance
oh, yeah.
of cancer. Why wouldn't I
exactly.
be doing
this? So I'm just like, I'm sticking with this. Look at this. This is great. Doesn't hurt your cardio. I'm doing this. 7 years later, I'm just like, this is so dumb. I get nothing out of it, and I don't have the money to keep doing it.
And, like, I hate the people. Like, weird. There was someone, like, when I worked at Acme, there was a dude who came in fucking with his spit bottle. Like, I don't want it, like, not like a tinted bottle, like
a
clear
habit.
Plastic bottle. Like, it's one thing to walk in and you're spitting into a bottle that, like, you can't see in. But when I can see everything that you've spit into that bottle, like,
I would like, I don't know. It seems like a, like, do you have parts of your life where like you feel like weren't you? Like, that feels like when I chew tobacco, like I don't really remember. Like, I remember it, but it also feels like if somebody asked me, like, hey, did you ever chew tobacco? I'd be like, yeah, a little bit, maybe. I don't know. But then like, I wouldn't be like, yeah, 3/4 of a decade. Fucking disgusting. Hope it doesn't kill me when I'm older. I don't know. But I remember those. It's a big, like, just, it's like probably the grossest habit.
I feel like the reason I wouldn't do that is just because, like, I just feel like eventually my gum, my whole mouth is just going to go and, like, melt off.
Well, what made me quit... I looked by accident. I looked up pictures of mouth cancer. Like, it's just such a juvenile way to be forced.
That's
to
what
quit.
I mean. Like, when with my yeah. With my face, like that part melting off. That's kind of what I mean by like when you see the effects of that in general.
And like a dude I work with, Nick, who's like he like took a shine to me or whatever, and like showed me because it's like blue collar work, and I'd never done that before. So like over the course of the last year, he's kind of looked out for me and like taught me stuff and kind of like you know. You don't, you know, just kind of stay more guarded because it's different from like a white collar job or anything else. Yeah. You kind of have to like, nah, like learn your way. But Nick, he would send me just pictures of like third world country mouth cancer on my phone. And like, I know that like this happened in the Philippines where there's no doctors and this guy smoked for 80 years. But also like that rationalization isn't enough. See, when I look at that mouth to be like, ugh.
That's kind of my rationalization for like smoking right now. Like I know like it's not something I want to do like into my 30s or whatever. But like my rationalization is like most of the people who get some kind of a cancer off smoking are people who have smoked from like... like 15. Teens or like into like their 50s, whatever. Science, yeah. So I'm like, so if like I just do it for this many years and quit when I'm like 30 or 30, whatever, then I should be probably pretty good, which is probably a terrible rationalization.
Yeah, I also have a thing where like I need, like, I don't know. It's kind of like, it's sort of like I never trust that like my life can't go but only so good before it makes me uncomfortable. It's like a self-sabotage thing where it's like, I can only get so much good stuff going. Like, I have a job. I'm happy with my life. Romantically, I'm very happy. And, like, comedy's going well. Like, I feel like I'm due to get hit by a septibus. And, like, there's a real thing that affects me. So, like...
like a metaphorical septibus?
No, like, real. Like, I feel like somebody I love's going to die. Something's going to happen. Like, it's due.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I have that, but it just seems like... I don't know. I think that's... it might be related to the reason why I can't...
Has something like that happened, though?
No. Oh, I think it's just
you're just waiting for it.
It's just like a deep self-loathing. The same reason I like shake and shimmy. Like, it's cold outside when we're talking about comedy, when I should be able to be proud of it in some capacity. I think it's connected to that, where, like, I just can't trust that, like... I've earned this stuff, and, like, I really have to work on that. Not that I've even earned anything. I'm just, like, an open micer that people know. Like, it doesn't fucking mean anything.
Yeah.
But it's just... I can't... I don't know. So, yeah, if something goes well, I'm going to start freaking out. I don't know.
It was funny. I was thinking before... we said when, because the beginning part is about nostalgia, and I was going to say, like, I don't know why we don't just change it to the let's just talk about sitcoms for a half hour, because that's usually what it turns into. I'm saying that's not the way we took it, but I feel like most of the time when I start talking about nostalgia, somehow it gets into like sitcoms, like early 90s or like mid 90s sitcoms, and I'm like, that should just be the
fucking... I don't really have a whole lot on that, do you?
No, I could like go all day on.
Really?
Yeah, it's something I can go. That's why I mean I like the thing of nostalgia because it can go in different ways.
I guess I took that skating party and video games,
which is great. Yeah, no, that's a perfect way.
I want to get some rollerblades now.
Yeah, blades. Don't get the roller skates. They're kind of out.
That'd be fun.
Roller skates.
Anything around Philly.
I actually have roller blades. So I haven't roller. Like I used to play roller hockey, and I still
really? Have. You were a roller hockey kid?
Yeah, I still have. I think my blades are in my trunk right now.
Holy shit. I was foot and ice hockey.
See, I didn't like when we'd play roller and there would be someone there on feet because there's not a lot of skill.
Oh, you could never mix. No.
But people would like play on their feet, and they're like, you're flat footed, just kind of swiping. Like there's no skill to it. It's just like it's an advantage and a disadvantage. Like because like it's hard to oppose someone. Like
you could never have somebody play ice hockey in like snow cleats. You could never. No. Like that guy would wreck people.
But yeah, we would have that playing like playing roller, and I'm just like, just fucking grow up and buy a pair of rollerblades and learn to fucking.
I remember
skate.
I never learned how to do that because I remember seeing kids and like knowing that like ice hockey stopping is like much different than roller hockey stopping because I think roller hockey is all on the heel.
No, I mean the non-hockey skates are the ones that have the backs.
No, I mean like when you're doing a hockey stop, like on like an ice hockey when you do the stop that makes snow. Like
yeah. I'm trying to think of myself like playing and like stop because like there you don't really in roller you don't come to too many like abrupt stops where like that's an abrupt stop.
You always keep it going.
Yeah, okay. Sort of. Yeah, so I'm trying to think of how like stopping because it's I don't think it's off the back because like yeah they had the you know when your first pair of roller blades like have like the stopper. I don't think I ever used the stopper.
Ice hockey you have to turn the blade all at once. Like, you can't turn one part more than the other, or else you'll dig in and fall. And so I know that I would try that on rollerblades and then just turn all the wheels and have it go over. I think I've tried that
I've only even ice skated a handful of times. I wasn't horrible at it.
We should go on a date.
But can we hold hands?
You know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. We'll go to Frank Rizzo's Ice Rink. Is that even an ice rink? I've never been there, but I've walked by it so many times. It's just like an ice rink under an underpass.
Oh, I've never heard of
it. It's like by Washington, Columbus.
There's one like 5 minutes from here.
Well, if it's my day, I get to pick. If I pick you up, it's a whole thing.
Oh, that's true.
Plan a date, you know?
I expect like, I'm old fashioned. I like flowers. So,
whatever, man. I want to come off too strong. You know, just creep you out. Get flowers and chocolates when you get in my car. You'd be like, ew.
I think that would be really sweet.
I feel like I've been talking about nothing this whole time. Am I supposed to be answering something? I'm sorry.
No.
I feel like I'm all over the place. All right? It's good?
It's good.
Okay, fine.
It's good.
I'll take it.
It's that means no lulls.
Okay.
Lulls kill podcasts. We can just take them out, but I mean lulls kill, like if we just sat here and didn't do anything.
Okay.
We just kill the momentum.
I'm trying to
look
think.
What you did. You just killed him.
Do you remember your first kiss? Let's talk about that. You remember your first kiss? When you first kissed a
girl? I do. Was your first one with tongue? Did you use tongue right away?
I think I was. I remember it only like a movie I've seen a long time ago. I wasn't like old,
18. No, it wasn't that. But I think it was old enough where like it wasn't just like a peck. Or anything.
Were you behind? Like, was everybody else kissing? And then it was like,
Lips hasn't kissed anyone.
No, it wasn't like, he's never kissed it. But I was. I'm pretty sure I was behind. No, no.
Got legitimately defensive for a second. Oh, you can't.
I wasn't. No,
that's really
funny. It wasn't like that. I probably was behind a lot of people I knew. Like I wasn't the last out of the people I knew, but I definitely was.
I might
behind
have been.
The curve. And honestly, if it wasn't for like, I didn't get girls at school like ever. Like this, all the girls like for the most part that I got when I was younger was through. I went camping every weekend, up in Lancaster. Like every weekend up there, and I had like friends up there, and we called the people that were just there for the weekend. We called them weekenders, and there were a lot of those.
Well, how'd you guys make that up? That's really...
It was pretty good, right? Weekenders.
Man.
Don't judge. Don't make... You know what?
Just
don't sass me. This is my podcast. I don't like being sassed on my podcast. No, I'm just kidding. You can sass me. But, yeah, I was...
You ended up in an industry built on creative thought. And you could see why. I mean, weekenders early on. Fucking... I was afraid to pull the trigger on that. I was like, that came out 4 seconds like later than it should have, but it still was all right. Shit. All right. What were you saying? Weekenders or kissing girls?
How old were you?
14.
Okay.
14.
I was 15. She was 13.
Man, I'm like a year cooler than you, and you're a weirdo.
I am a fucking weirdo.
Ew. Ew. 15.
But I know my first kiss made someone jealous. What? There was a girl that was a normal girl there that I didn't know liked me.
How old was she?
She's probably was only a year or two younger. So she was probably like 14.
13,
yeah,
13,
she was
14.
Yeah, something like that. So
do you remember the hierarchy of like if you dated a younger girl, you got shit on real bad in high school? Like even by 1 year, do you remember?
Like I said,
this?
I didn't get girls in high school.
Oh, okay, but you remember? Jesus Christ! It's not like you didn't listen to people talk about it though.
I don't think I really.
You don't remember that hierarchy where like the senior who dated the freshman, everybody was like, that guy's a fucking creep. You remember that?
No.
Just me, dude. There was a heavy.
I feel like that's more of a TV. I feel like that's almost more of a TV show where they overreact to the senior dating.
I remember being like, I remember being a freshman and being like, oh man, he's dating her. She's nice and she's my age. Oh.
No,
I don't. Just like, yeah, I don't know. I remember that. All right.
So you don't. So wait, you don't really remember your first kiss?
I remember that it was in a kitchen. I think. I don't know if it was the night everybody watched The Exorcist and I got really scared. Cause I'm the most scared of demon movies. Cause like I did like double duty church growing up for a while. And so like demons and shit really scare me. Like there's like a way that like your rational brain knows that like, don't be an idiot. And like, if you actually get demoned, like you're like, that's pretty special. So it's to be,
you were chosen.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of cool. Like it's way better than just like working a job till you die. You got demoned. But like,
you can tour on that.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so I think it was after The Exorcist, because I remember whose house it was, and like it was a giant group of people, and I think she was my girlfriend. I don't really know.
Because like, after that it one, was they in the just kitchen. Kept flowing.
I remember I didn't know to turn your head. Nobody told me. Nobody explained you got to turn your head.
You didn't know the tilt?
No, nobody told me the tilt. I remember learning the tilt in my subconscious because I had a dream about the Titanic. The movie,
yeah,
Kate Winslet, when it came out, because it was before I kissed. No, it was right after, because I had I had a couple weeks of just like doing, like a head on, like a T-bone car crash.
I just knew every time head fucking killed.
I was just like, why do we have noses? What the who made a nose? How do they do this? But like, I didn't know to watch other people kiss.
I don't even know how I knew what.
But I had a dream, and I thought about it. I kissed Kate Winslet in my dream, and then I was like, "Oh, my head knows to do this now." But I remember thinking that like I can only go one way, like an old lady who can only make right turns. That was me.
So
for
it just
a while.
Took her a long
and then
time.
I
be- to get
yeah,
there.
And then I became Ambi, and now I can totally tilt either way. So suck it, anyone else who's 27 and can't turn either way.
I feel it's weird because like I remember a lot about my first kiss, but like I'm trying to think, like I feel like I wasn't really that bad, but I don't know how I knew what I was doing.
Oh, I'm sure
at all.
We were both
I probably, funny. But I feel like it didn't go hard. I remember that night being like I knew it was. Probably gonna happen, but I remember I was gonna put it off to the next day.
Dude,
I was gonna.
Was gonna you hear me just get really 14-year-old excited there?
I was like,
dude,
you knew?
What?
Was it fucking random?
Oh my god, N64! Nostalgia all day right now, dude. I was like, that was a real. I actually want to listen back to this now to hear my dude. I can't believe, because I remember being such a surprise and like so nervous. If somebody would have told me that I was going to kiss her that night, I wouldn't have went. I would have been like, my tummy hurts. I can't. I don't know. I got to stay home. My mom can't drop me off in the Oldsmobile Silhouette tonight. I can't.
Because we were like. Cause like, well, I mean, we had like hit it off to the point, and then like we're in the park and shit, and we're like, we're just fucking like embraced in like an ongoing like basically hug for like ever, and I'm like,
I remember
and
those.
It was about it was
long
like
hug.
The night like we had an 11 o'clock curfew, and it was almost there, so I'm like, you know what, I'm just gonna, you know what, tomorrow, like I'm not gonna do it, and then somehow when we went to leave, she probably went in for it at first, and I'm like, okay, this is fucking happening.
Yeah. Oh no, I'm not going for it. Either.
Yeah.
I don't
I was putting it off. I'm like,
I was not. I'm not initiating the kiss. Just because, like, I don't really know. Like, it was no. Anytime
you barely,
my upbringing.
You barely remember
with
it.
All the religion, there's no, like, talk of sex or anything. Like, it's like, no. We're going to get wed and then we'll hold hands.
Then we'll hold hands.
Exactly. I'm just like, what? So we're going to kiss? Do you remember. This is embarrassing. I remember like Battle Tongues. You remember that? Did you ever go through that phase?
I don't think so.
I must have been an awful kisser at some point in time.
You battled her
tongue?
I had that last year with a girl.
What? That girl like the Notebook? Who you battle tonguing with at this age?
fully explain. Wait, fully explain.
Oh my god!
Fully
the battle
tongue. Battle
tongue. You got
because I don't think I've ever battle tongue.
Because I think there was a couple. Like you have a couple makeout sessions where you're timid, and then maybe there was like a boob touch, and then it's like, well, if I'm getting a boob touch on top of the shirt, then like we're full
so
on
wait,
kissing.
Is it,
and so it turned into like,
isn't it just hardcore making out? Like,
yeah, yeah,
no,
not
I
really.
Don't know. I can't.
No, yes, but like not tactfully, like you would do now. It's like you see the movie Tremors with Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, I do love Tremors.
If you got two of those worms to stand up against each other, and then just kind of like like sort of like try to twist around each other and like headbutt to try to get on each other's side of the desert. That's what it was like, I remember. But I remember thinking it was hot. Like, I remember being like, this is the sweetest ever.
No, can't say ever battle-tongued. Did you see all the Tremors, by the way? Have you watched them all?
I've only seen one.
Oh, you should watch them all. The last one's kind of weird. The last one is like a prequel.
A prequel?
No. Is that what it's called? The one that, like, it's before... Yeah, it's the last one in the series, but it's the one that sets everything up.
Oh, my God.
That's called a prequel. Okay, that's a prequel, I was right. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't fucking retarded. fucking...
Battle-tongue.
Fucking...
Yuck.
Nope. Yuck.
I play Crunch now sometimes. You know, have I already told you about Crunch?
No.
It's, like, where you're going in to make out, but, like, you and her both show your teeth. Like the vampires in 30 Days a Night. You ever see that with Josh Hartnett where he cuts off vampire's head? Like, they show their teeth right before they eat something. So you go in, make out style, with your teeth exposed, and then you lock teeth with the other person. So you're it's teeth on teeth, and
weird.
It's like a game of chicken where you bite down, and the first one they have to pull away loses crunch.
Did you make this up?
Yeah, we made this up. It's just like a chicken game. But like, if anybody listening at home, if you want to try to play Crunch,
talk to me when you lose a
tooth. Do that.
Okay.
It never gets that far. Initial teeth contact is real strange, and then just the slightest bit of pressure is very disconcerting. Like, you can't stay in that too long. Like, I have tried. Like, it's kind of 50-50. I lose Crunch a lot, but it's a lot of fun.
You know, there would be people who are very competitive and would lose teeth trying to play Crunch.
I would never play Sydney in Crunch. I would never play Sydney in Crunch. Especially seeing him in this Nerf gun assassin shit where he's taking it serious. Like, man, I'm not. Mm-mm.
You just said that you're taking it pretty seriously too.
Seriously, but also like, yeah. But I think we're both the same level. We're like both me and Sydney went to Fergie's last night. I think for parody, because like we'll be creeps and like we'll run in and out and assassinate somebody like stakeouts or whatever. But also like we wanted to have a sense of fair play. So last night we went to Honorable Mention and like I just went out in the open. Like I'm strapped with like a Nerf shotgun. And a handgun, and I'm super jumpy the whole time, but I'm in public. If whoever's going to come get it can come and get it.
So you can defend yourself?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, if somebody draws on you, they've identified themselves as the person who's going to try to assassinate you. Actually, Sydney did this last night, because I think everybody knows now, Robert X has Sydney.
So you have to identify yourself first? You don't just shoot
Not really.
Them?
You just draw on them. But if I'm drawing on you, you know I have you. So if you identify that, you can go and draw on me. And if you hit me first...
So you can't just, like say they were on stage and you shot them
like
that.
On stage is off limits.
Okay. But they're just... Like, you can't just,
rookie.
Talk
to me about this bullshit. Read up on it first.
But I'm saying, like, if you're just, like, standing there in a conversation... If you're standing there in a conversation...
Do you think this is?
And real quick... Take it out and shoot. Like, you can't just do that. You have to give him a second.
No,
okay,
no,
you can.
I saw Sydney kill Drew Castellano last night. Just had it. Just
but,
barely
okay.
peeking at him.
The way you said
bam.
The way you said it, like you had to present it.
No, you don't have to present. Okay. But some people, when they ambush, present. Like I think X last night showed his hand too early when he tried to kill Sydney, and so Sydney saw it, and I didn't see the scuffle, but apparently he did some like excellent sidestep GoldenEye shit and then sniped X, which then freezes Robert X for 24 hours. X can't come hunt Sydney until 9:30, 10 o'clock tonight.
But you said he shot him, didn't you?
Yes, Sydney shot X, but that doesn't kill X.
Oh, because he didn't have... Okay,
exactly.
It just freezes
the assassin who's coming to get Sydney for 24 hours. So now Sydney gets to go on a rampage for 24 hours, just blowing through targets as many as he wants, because he has no fear of anybody having him. So he can just go strapped to any mic you want and hunt down whoever he has.
Gotcha.
And just run through targets. But I think he's hosting a show tonight, so he's probably not. And also, that runs out at like 9:30, I think. So X may come and try to get Sydney tonight at his show. I don't know. I'm excited.
Fucking nutty. One of the things that I've written down is that you were late to the social media train. Is that correct?
Yes. Because,
you know what's funny is that I remember I just, like recently, like last week or whatever, I saw like a status update, Chris Wood, and I clicked on him. Like, wait a minute. I was just like, Chris. I'm like, A, Chris has a social media now, and B, I don't remember ever adding Chris Wood on fucking Facebook. Dan actually told me that.
I just snuck in the old kitchen sink.
I'm like, what the? I'm like, not that I have a problem with being Chris Wood's friend on Facebook, but I'm like, I never added him. I didn't think he had a fucking Facebook.
I'll just go in your door. I'm not gonna knock. I'm just gonna walk in, and if you want me to leave, you gotta ask. I'm just gonna come in. Exactly.
I'm like, what?
Exactly. Don't you want some Cutco knives? I'm already in here. Let's talk.
But what I don't, I don't know if this was the only reason, but I know part of the reason. One time you told me that you didn't have a social media. What was it more of? Like, I remember at one point you said things about the one job you had that you didn't have social media. But was there other reasons that you?
I think I might have been lying to you. I mean, I probably. I don't know. I don't like lying to people, but like social media freaks me out. I think probably my last job, they would have cared if I said something, but I don't really say anything bad. I just kind of like post clips from Armageddon, bullshit like that. But I think the real problem with me having a social media account is that like it goes back to the reason why I was twitching so bad when we were talking about my comedy or whatever, and like my uncomfortableness and having things go well is that like I think it all ties in that like I still don't believe that I'm what I do is worth selling. Whatever I do on stage is not worth selling in any capacity. It's not anything you can point to and say like, well, this is that. Does anybody want this? It's still just me trying to work stuff out. And so like until I get to that point where I feel comfortable and like, well, this is like a thing that like can do this for this amount of time and is pretty good some of the time, most of the time, sort of. Like, until I get to that, like, see how many qualifiers are in there? God, I'm a fucking mess. But, like, until there's a thing that I'm, like, proud of, I didn't want one. But then I realize that, like, I'm missing out and hurting myself. And I'm almost fucking 4 years in.
And there's,
I should probably have one.
And there's so much else you can do with Facebook. I mean, besides
Well, I'm just keeping it for comedy. Like, I don't have any...
Anything important to...
No, I just want to, like... Because people are funny. Like, people I know are funny. And, like,
and I don't think it helps that much, but it also... You can promote shows, but I mean...
Also a thing where, like, Baku asked me to headline The Cow, and I felt bad because I'm not going to bring anyone. I'm just not. Like, a lot of people don't, though.
It's
one thing not to bring anybody, but it's one thing to book a dude to close the show, and he doesn't have a Facebook.
Oh,
so I felt obligated in my chest, like, you at least got to make one for this, man. Like, your name is, like, the last one. So, like, please just have it for him. You can kill it afterwards if you want, but laziness took over. I just left it. It's kind of fun now.
I wanted to ask about, have you any updates on the animal game? Did you think of a new animal? Remember we were talking about a Baku's game.
Cobra.
The animal.
My current pick is Cobra because I don't believe that he's going to have more than one good strike in him. Because a Cobra's all one big muscle, I think. And so, like, he's going to have one good lunge at me. And then if I can just kind of duck it or, like,
but how
eat
are you,
it in the
how
shin,
are you killing it, though?
Well, he's going to be all tuckered out. You can just snap a Cobra, I'm pretty sure. Like,
so if he missed, they can take more than one swipe at you, though.
Probably,
they
but it's all one big muscle. They're not built for, like, long journeys. Like, no snakes are, like, going from one country to the next. They just kind of hang out and, like... I think I watched a documentary
where rattlesnakes
get tired early.
Or if this you is get about, to the first.
It's more that half science bullshit that my life's based on.
Or if you do, are you allowed to study up on the animal first? Because there are ways that you can probably pick it up without it biting you. I mean,
that's another good point because, like, cobras are kind of stupid, I think. Cobras they're like the hack animal for that basket flute thing.
Yeah, because if you're not, because
like cobras don't always attack. You can like do a dance in front of them.
Because like if you do the research, it's like you're not going to be an expert. Yeah. So it's still going to be like half the time you might be able to get them and just.
I think I'm
going to
stick. I think the most intriguing one that I wanted to jump ship for was the small coyote, Joe Bell's pick, because I like the idea of a small coyote because like a juvenile. I think that's the closest. That's my number two. If there's no cobras available, I'm gonna.
But
do
are
a small
but
coyote
are they but are
in.
Small coyotes vicious though? Is the
I think they're vicious, but it's a different kind of thing. Like with a snake, it's all or nothing. But with a coyote, that's juvenile. I think you can kind of like do a dog strategy where you give it an arm, or even if it's a juvenile, like maybe give it a good kick. I mean, I feel pretty good about that. I don't know if it's going to kill me five times though.
Tim still is obsessed with his Tim is still fox.
On. Oh, well, the flying fox. He was on lion for a while.
Well, he was on. He might he was not on admit 7 months. No, no, he was on 7 month old lion. So he was like a juvenile lion, pretty much. A
juvenile lion's way different.
That's what he was on. But no, now he's like sticking with the flying fox.
I've seen a picture of those. They're giant bats. They're huge.
Yeah, I've never seen one. He explained what it was.
He will bring up a picture on his phone and you'll like admire his pic. I didn't know what. I just kind of lied to him and be like, yeah, I know what that is. But then I saw it. I was like, God damn, Tim. That is a great pic.
So that's
a phenomenal pic.
Do you think that's one?
That's a good one. That's it's not a, for me. I don't want to steal his thunder. But I let him have flying
I mean,
fox,
you're you agreeing know? With him that that's a good.
That's a good that's one. That's a crowd pleaser.
I never can.
People are going to love that fight.
I still haven't come up. Well, it's a harder game than you think. You think, oh, that's a fucking easy game.
The idea like, of having be able to lose five.
Yeah. Yeah. The, taking out the shoes fucked a lot of shit up.
Yeah.
No shoes. That, you know, but I've...
Boots are important.
Because I felt like shoes, that's like a commodity you have on all the time. It's not like you're bringing something to the party. Like, I normally wear shoes. So I felt like that should be a thing.
Normally I wear shoes.
Normally I got shoes on. Like, I don't have them on now. I'm inside, but...
Yeah, I was late to the social media party. I'm enjoying it now. I just don't really say much. I just like people's stuff. I think I'm an easy like, but like I like a lot of people's stuff. So
I don't actually. I went. I mean, obviously, when I first had it, like I used to post a lot more. Like now, it's kind of few and far between posts. I remember. I had them all. I had MySpace. I had fucking Zanga.
Zanga nostalgia. What's up?
I had Zanga. I remember I didn't want to jump ship from Zanga to MySpace because I was just like, loyalty. I was a big Zanga guy. And I was just I don't know about this guy. MySpace.
Good thing
man.
You didn't get that Zanga tat.
You know what? Maybe I'll still get the Zanga tat. People will be like, what the fuck is that? I'll be like, what's Zanga? I don't know what that fucking is.
Justin Timberlake bought it.
Didn't JT buy MySpace? Yeah. They did read. I know I went on. I used to like once a year, once every 2 years, go back to read all my Zanga posts because they were just the most depressing, self-loathing shit ever. And I went back. They fucking redid the whole site, and I didn't go. If you hadn't logged in for the past year or something like that, your shit wasn't archived.
Nice.
And so nothing of mine was archived. Thank God. And so it's all gone. But like
Zanga's going to make a comeback.
Now it, like, I think. Most of it's like a paid site now. They redid it was like it's like Zanga 2.0, and like they have like memberships now and shit. Like I think they always had memberships. I don't know if you have to pay now though. You might have to pay now, which is kind of stupid for a site that nobody really uses anymore.
They gotta monetize it somewhere. Zanga's hurting for Clay.
But you think if you want to make a comeback, you wouldn't be like now you have to pay to use me.
I think you should definitely write a letter to Zanga.
You think I should?
And tell him
be like,
how
listen,
they're fucking up.
You should probably maybe do it.
Look, my name's Matt Lips.
Do a little more.
I live in Pennsylvania.
Do a little more advertising. Do a little more advertising and non-paid memberships. Like that would be probably a better idea.
But how would you pay for advertising with no members, buddy? Circle it.
You get advertisers, yeah, no. So you can advertise. MySpace never made that comeback it wanted to. Justin Timberlake tried, at least.
It's a slow build.
Is it? Who do you know that's on there?
Nobody. Can we pause?
We can pause, yeah.
You want to pause?
Yeah, that's not a problem.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back on the podcast. Welcome, wherever you are. If you're tuning in, if you're on a commute, and you're listening to us be fucking idiots, here we go. Hey.
I lost $50 at Bradley's one time. There was a Bradley's actually right across the street from where we are now, and that's where it was $50 of birthday money, and I think I was looking at something and left, and they gave me the $50, so I think I just left it sitting in an aisle one time. My parents weren't too happy
about
it.
That's so much money when you're a kid, too. Yeah. That's so much money.
Yeah, my parents weren't happy about it. It was just amped up that, oh, my God, I lost, like, $1 million to a kid.
That's not no money now. That's a decent amount of money now.
I wouldn't be happy about it. I could
a Comcast bill now.
Like, I could accept it now. Like, if
I'd still be pissed at myself.
I'd be pissed, but I could accept that it was, okay, it's $50. I've lost more money in, like, situations than, like, $50 that I just lost.
Funny how, like, money when you were a kid. Like, did you ever... I remember I got into sports betting in high school, like on the internet when I first came out. You ever do that?
A little bit. I did mostly like parlays, but yeah.
I remember wiring money down to some guy named Patricio Lopez, which is not a real man's name in like...
Propecia, that's a fucking medicine.
Patricio Lopez. I remember me and my friend would do that. We'd go to a payphone and then we'd have to call down to confirm that like they got the Western Union money order.
I did for a website. I forget what the website is now. This wasn't that long ago, but yeah, I had to do a, like a MoneyGram.
Yeah, something so sketchy. And I was like, why is it still legal? Like, this has to be the only thing people use these for.
Because I think they changed it. I think I was able to put it on there with like a credit card or credit debit card, and now they're like,
I remember this was so long ago. The Seattle Supersonics were still a basketball team. it was their last season, and I remember like thinking about it and be like, I bet those guys don't give a shit. So like my whole sports betting strategy was just like, I'm fading the Supersonics. Like I'm betting against the Seattle Supersonics every time they play because I bet they don't give a shit. And like it worked. I got like, I don't know, $800
for it. I never like won anything because I did like parlay. So it's like you have to, depending on how many you do, for it to be worth it, I tried to pick things that like there's a good chance of it happening.
Yeah.
So to make it even worth the bet, you had to at least pick like five things to happen.
Like,
and they never lined up.
I still sports bet in like the most juvenile way. Like there's a website called Cent Sports where like they'll give you 50 cents for free. But like, and it's like doing like whatever. There's nothing at stake. So like, you just like have to watch an ad, and then like your account gets 50 cents in it. But then they list all real sports betting odds. So like, whenever there's like a boxing fight on or something, I'll like go and like I'll do like all like the real research I would do if I was betting $500, but for 50 cents, and then like I'll get that shit up to like $14, and then get mad at myself that I didn't like start with $500 and then lose it all.
That this isn't I think the name of the site was like fakebets.com. There used to be a thing that like there used to be a website that you could actually, it wasn't for any money, it was just for shits and gigs to see what see how you could do.
I think I need a little something at stake.
Like I think that would still be fun if there maybe they feel like if like someone does that, it's just gonna lead them into like
probably
a gambling
like bonuses
problem.
And stuff. You probably submit money to that website. Like I think there's sites that like have fake and real money on them too.
Well, this one was just strictly for like fake bets, but they're probably like, someone tries that and they win a couple times and they turn to real gambling.
Yeah.
And then they have a gambling problem. I don't know if that's why they took it down or just no one cared about it.
I don't know, dude. I think gambling problem, like, if you have that, like, because I've known people that, like, have that, and, like, it's not, like, a halfway thing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's like, I can't talk about slot machines, or else I get super jazzed about it.
Like, the looks you made about comedy are, like, people twitching about the urge.
Yeah, like, and, like, any game, like, roulette. Like, I know a dude who's, like, super excited about roulette, and, like, that's the simplest game of, like, you can't really game this, I don't think.
No.
But
it's just a ball spinning around.
But it is fun. I do like playing roulette.
I like gambling.
It's a good scream activity.
See, I like gambling, but I'm too aware of the fact that I'm probably going to lose money. That like I don't want to put the bet down because I'm like, oh, that's like $50. I don't really want to.
It makes money real.
That. Yeah, I'm just like gambling. It excites me, and like when I'm at the casino, but like I don't ever want to put the money down to actually gamble.
I remember I was in between jobs. And I didn't have any money, and I remember I had like $93 to my name, and I was doing comedy. It's probably like 2 years ago or something like that. And so and I drove down to Delaware Park just for an experience, and like I put on Quick Voice to like tape myself like parking and then going in and then putting all of my money into like a virtual slot machine and like narrating like, and now I'm gonna put all of the money on black. And I've lost all of my money, like, and just like went home, like I got nothing out of
it. Should have just done some horse races.
That's another. I think that's an old man betting thing that's gonna go away soon.
You think? Nah,
there's not a whole lot of young people into horse betting.
I've never gone to the track part to I barely even been to the casino, but I've never really been to the track part to see how much of a thing it still is.
I've walked through there, and it's like it's a big area where it's a bunch of TVs, and like there's ostrich racing and like that chariot racing. I don't even know what they don't call it chariot racing, but like
they still have
it's some sort of, yeah, it's like a dude in a chariot and there's a horse in front, and like people are just betting away. Just going to town. I don't know how you would ever try to. I don't know. It's a different thing. I don't have that, but I could see where like going to like to a casino with friends if you have disposable income,
yeah,
could be super fun in my mind because like you can just put money on a color or a number and then the whole time it's spinning you could just go crazy.
Yep.
Like it's a great screaming activity. And then regardless of how it works out, but. I'm not there where I can just be like, yeah, I got like $300. Let's go.
I went to Hard Rock in like Orlando, and I took $100 out, and then I'm like, I don't even want to have my card. I didn't want to take out any more money. I just took $100 with me.
So you did like all preventative, I'm a gambling addict measures, but
basically,
you're not.
And I'm not. I'm like, I just trust it. Once that $100 is gone, I'm going to want to keep going. Like, I'm just like, once that $100 is gone, which obviously it was gone. And the problem is you lose the money way too fast on slots.
I can't play slots. Don't do anything for me.
Yeah, and they're not fun. Like I want to play slots. Like they don't even have the kind of slots I want to play. I want to play slots where I sit and I put my quarter in and pull the lever. And
you don't
have those anymore.
The lever's
anymore.
Optional now. You can just hit a button.
Yeah, I don't even think they have lever ones anymore. And it's not like lever ones with just the three things that.
It's always
these complex fucking things, and they're not fun. I don't even know how I won. You hit the button and then it tells you if you won, and that's it. I'm like, that's what fun is that?
That's what I'm saying. I need a table game. I can't play blackjack. I'm pretty much just a roulette guy.
I haven't played
my hat here. I need the dumb man game of like colors
played.
And numbers. Go.
I actually want to go and play.
Where
am
my money? I need chips. I got chips.
I think that's the game I played last time I went. I played like three rounds. I won the first one and then lost the next two.
I feel like I feel like an immense peer pressure at casinos not to fuck it up. And I think if you don't know how to play blackjack, you can screw the people. To your right or left. I would never want to be that guy.
Everyone technically knows how to play blackjack.
I mean, yeah, but like, I don't know how to play. If this dude's super serious and like his kids like have a birthday party right now and he's not there, and like I'm over here being like, yeah, split him. I don't know, put another $20 down, and he's just like writhing his knuckles.
You're just you're just like hitting on 17, and he's like,
yeah. My daughter's got a piano recital right now. Yeah, I don't want to ruin that guy's day, but like I feel like that peer pressure. Like I don't
you know
think
what?
I, you can't he, screw up roulette.
He deserves
like,
to have his day ruined at that point, doesn't he?
I just don't want to be the guy who makes him see that.
He wouldn't see it.
I'll let him fail on his own.
Oh, he wouldn't see it.
Yeah,
that would just make it worse.
Oh, he won't
that
see it in himself. He'll channel it in me. He'll be like, this is why I'm not winning. This is why.
Now I gotta try harder. I'm just gonna switch tables, put more money on that table.
Yeah. It's a weird addiction.
It is. Like, I get it.
I get how fun that can be. Because sports betting was fun when it was going
well.
See,
it wouldn't even be that fun, though. Like, it's fun, but it's not when you're losing money. You're just like, oh, I can get it back.
Louis Theroux had a good documentary. Like, all Louis Theroux. You know Louis Theroux? BBC?
No.
He's got a ton of awesome stuff on YouTube. Where he went, he like lived with the Westboro Baptist Church. He like he actually did one in North Philly about crime. He doesn't do them anymore, but I think it's like Weekend Adventures with Louis Theroux. But he did one on gambling addicts, and it looked like it was in like 2001, 2002. And he just goes around with these guys, and he has the thing that Tim Ramos has, when in conflict because Tim was in bands for so long that like if he has an opinion, he will flatly state it. Because he believes it's valid.
Yeah.
Where like I will hedge more because I'm more of a coward. And I don't really want to tell you that like no I don't like that. Like but Louis Theroux has that in spades where he'll just be like, well, why are you doing this? And so he goes around with two dudes that are straight gambling addicts. Like they go and they're like, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that. And the one guy's always like touching his face and going to the bathroom, so he's probably like out of his mind on blow. But like Louis Theroux's asking him real questions, like it's 4:30 a.m. Aren't you going to go to sleep? Like you're sweating quite a bit. And the guy, like, just, I don't think he's ever been asked questions like that. And so, like, he's forced to answer them. It's fascinating.
He's like, no, I'm in the fucking hole, and I gotta get,
yeah,
I gotta fucking
That's what you would expect, but the guy, it almost seems like Louis Theroux became his friend in, like, the course of a day, so he's getting, like, real friend answers. And it's very revealing. It's fascinating. Like, anything Louis Theroux really does is pretty good. There's one on the sex trade that's really sad. Like, he goes to the brothel, the Bunny House or whatever, in Las Vegas, where it's, like, legalized prostitution.
Yeah.
That one I have a hard time watching, because I'm like, that's almost too sad for me. Like, that's like, ugh. I feel bad. Even though, like, you know, I shouldn't feel bad. It's almost like I don't pity them. It's just, it's weird.
Because, like, you were sad because the hookers were sad?
I was just sad. Yeah, it's just a sad thing. Like, the dude who runs it's, like, overweight and, like... I think that's my first criticism. Like, they're all worried. They're hooking for, like, a fat guy. I don't... If he looked like...
At least... Yeah.
If Antonio Banderas ran that shit, it'd be a little bit different. No, it's just, like,
They had a sweet benefits package.
It just something. Looks like one of those, like, amateur modeling things that are around everywhere. Like, you ever hear about those where, like, the dudes just ask chicks to, like, put on a corset in my garage and I'll take pictures of you. Like, those guys, you're, like...
Casting calls where they thought it was a modeling sketchy. Job.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just... And what's worse than that, though, because there's really no money. Like, those are all fake and it's actually, like, a porn shoot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, like, this actually... It's just... It's tough to watch. So, like, I mean, watch that one if you guys want an experience, I guess. But, like, go through some of the, like, there's better ones. Because like, he went to Westboro, like, 3 or 4 times and, like, charted the whole way through. And, like, people, they had an exodus.
And they didn't kill him at the Westboro?
No, because he just has, like an invincibility cloak because he's so frank. Because he's so unapologetic and asking questions that aren't, like, he has integrity in his questions.
Yeah.
So you can't point to what is shitty about what he asked, even though he's just flatly asking you from a point of view of, like, why do you think this? But that one's sad, too, because there's, like, a little kid that's obviously being, like, indoctrinated into it. And so, like, the little kid's, like, you know, calling soldiers that, like, just the worst stuff. And you're like, oh, man, that kid probably be so cool if you just took him to, like, Discovery Zone.
But their head guy died, though. Are they still thriving? I don't even...
I don't know. Phelps died. I heard there's, like, 12 of those people left. I don't know. They've...
Of, like, the head people? I know Phelps was the main one.
Yeah. He died. I think that guy's dead.
And then they asked not to... They asked the Westboro Baptist Church, they asked people not to protest his funeral.
I just think
like
that,
the irony.
Yeah, they're just big on press. Like, I don't really. I mean, I don't know. I think if they had any sort of power, they would have shut them down. They just love talking shit.
I don't know how that hasn't been attacked.
Like, yeah, <something like. laughs> I don't know. They're in kind of like a. What are they? Middle of nowhere though, like Montana or something. I don't really know.
Tennessee, something like that.
Again, so like I have like half truths about most things.
No, remember we just talk with confidence.
Exactly.
No, they're headquartered in Tennessee.
Absolutely. That goes Tennessee.
They're awful. In that part that everyone's with them and no one's against them, so they don't get attacked. That's
yeah,
that's
I like that confidence. I believe it. I was like, yeah. So, I knew lips knew it. You just had to think a little.
Yeah, it just took a
came
second.
Came out with it.
Yeah. I knew. I just.
But Louis Theroux. Yeah, I felt like. Because I fall asleep to documentaries a bunch. So, like, Louis Theroux was like. Although those are tough to fall asleep to because they're so engaging. But, like, nature documentaries are like Ken Burns' Prohibition.
But he sounds so soothing that his voice would actually.
Louis make Ken, it, like, exactly. It's sort of like an adult lullaby. Or like a David Attenborough. But you can't watch Clever Monkeys. David Attenborough, Clever Monkeys is too cute. Like, you can't. Look away when they're little marmosets.
I don't...
Because marmosets, like, eat trees a little bit that have sap in them, and then, like, they'll go away and come back when the sap comes out. They're adorable.
See, I can get into a documentary. However, like, I don't really watch them. Like, I can get into it if it's something that all of a sudden it's on for 5 minutes and it grabs me and pulls me in. Okay. But they don't. I don't really go seeking out documentaries.
Okay.
And, like, or, like, turning them on just to see what they're about. But I do enjoy them when I actually watch them.
I think my favorite ones aren't heavy. Like, a lot of people like heavy documentaries about real things, and, like, I just like Clever Monkeys.
I like Dateline ones, like, yeah, about, yeah. Like murders and shit. Like, I like those,
I can't,
those type
I
of documentaries.
Nah. I mean, I understand, but I don't, like, I saw a good one on, like, old boxing documentaries from the 80s and stuff, profiling.
Or the 30
like,
for 30 ones. Have 30 you watched those? Like, I can get into the 30 for 30.
I don't
30s.
Think it was a 30 for 30, but yeah. They might have done it on... ESPN did a great documentary on Buster Douglas when he fought Tyson, and it... Because that was the giant... Like, the biggest upset in boxing history, because Tyson was, like, a murderer back. Like, just knocking people out in 14 seconds. Just, like, people were pissed about buying the pay-per-view, because it was like, I saw a destruction in 30 seconds. I was like, $50, man, come on. But, like, Buster Douglas went to Japan to fight Tyson, and Tyson didn't train that hard. He was kind of like, Customato was dead, his trainer, who was like sort of his father figure at the time. And Buster Douglas was just like, he could take a shot, and like, he just had a good level, like, I don't really give a fuck, man. And then like, his mom passed away a couple days before the fight, and that just ramped up the like, I don't give a fuck about this. And so you can see in the fight that like, Buster Douglas is just throwing a strong jab at Tyson, and Tyson's flurrying, but Douglas isn't going anywhere. And it's kind of like, and I remember I've watched that fight a couple of times, and it just, like, you see the announcers turn and they're baffled that like, it's still going on. Like, they're almost like, I don't know what to say right now.
Oh, because Tyson was giving it to him, and then.
No, Tyson was doing like normal, like throwing amazingly powerful and fast combinations, but Buster Douglas wasn't going down.
Yeah.
But he's just a big dude who could take a shot and had skills and didn't give a fuck. It was just like, my mom just passed away, I'm in Japan, I don't even care, I'm a 22-1 underdog, I'm gonna throw hand, I don't care. And he won, dude. Like, that was a great one. Or then
did you see the
Hagler Hearns documentary? Was a good one. Do you know about that fight? Tommy Hearns is a guy with Emmanuel Stewart. Getz is laughing over there.
I'm not a big boxing
Do you know what you're talking about, Getz?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a big boxing guy.
Okay, so we'll
what I wish I had. I watched the documentary on the dude, the Chicago Cubs fan in the ball.
That was a 30 for 30.
Yeah, that was a 30 for 30.
It really ruined that guy's life.
What? Bartman. Oh, Steve Bartman.
Bartman, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I want to say Steve. Now I forget the name I was thinking of. It was very close to Bartman. The name I was thinking of.
I haven't seen that one. Didn't that ruin that guy's life?
Yeah. now they're like, we should probably apologize to him. they're like, because it wasn't even like his fault at all. That was a really good documentary. It was on that whole fucking situation.
If that was a little kid, nobody would have said anything. Because it was like a grown man who looks like a middle manager.
So many people reach for that ball too.
And he kind of had a hateable face when you look at him.
And the problem was the broadcast like showed it a million times. They just focused on the whole situation and showed him way too much, where like everyone knew who the
Steve
guy was.
Bartman. Yeah. That name is huge.
Yeah. He doesn't.
I bet he has a normal life now, right?
I think for the most part, like, he doesn't. I don't think he really wants
to. He had to move out of Chicago, right?
They gave, because the next morning, like on the morning news or a radio show, they gave his address to people. They're like, this is him, this is where he works, this is where he lives.
God.
And they gave all the information on him.
But who do you sue for that? Like that, that's gonna ruin that guy's life.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I don't even know who you would go after.
Yeah, they put out everything about him, and so like he couldn't do anything.
Oh my god!
He had to have like police like outside his house and shit. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah, great documentary.
Yeah,
highly recommend.
That was a good one.
I know I've watched a couple other ones. I can't think of the other ones I've watched, but they're all, those ones are all solid.
Yeah, I like old grainy footage from like the 80s and stuff. Just like, yeah.
I just watched the earthquake one recently, too. The one about the World Series and the earthquake happened in San Francisco?
I don't remember that.
San Francisco. That was a crazy earthquake. A lot of people died.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. No idea.
No idea.
A lot of people died.
Well,
lots of destruction, and they lost the World Series.
I don't know. I'm still not going to watch it. I don't know. I just don't. Do you have topics of, like you just won't watch? Like, I won't watch most things about submarines. Like,
that is the most random thing.
Anything about submarines. Like,
submarines, no. Nope.
I just don't care. I don't.
Down Periscope, is that a submarine movie?
Documentaries where you're learning about like nuclear powered submarines and whatever, anything, any underwater exploration. I just can't.
Nothing on the Titanic.
No, I don't care about that.
I mean, they go underwater and search through the Titanic. Yeah, nothing on the Titanic.
I don't know why, just anything underwater, really, even the Marianas Trench, any of those documentaries. Like, I can do underwater sea life. But even that's a stretch.
I was going to ask if you went to go scuba diving sometime. And
I've never understood people like scuba diving. That's a really expensive hobby. And I feel like you get nothing out of it. I mean, I don't.
You see some probably cool stuff.
I guess. But like, how much money is scuba gear?
You can just rent it, but I don't know how much it is.
How rich and bored do you have to be to get the scuba? Like, how
much? It's an experience.
You have to have
like,
so much money and have done everything else, and you're like, reefs, I guess. I don't know.
You could just have
some flippers.
You could just have a one off, kind of like skydiving.
I did do that once.
Just to try it out.
I skydived once it was stupid.
You didn't like it?
Yeah, it was the whole thing. I did it when I was 18. I was in college, and I did it because I was like friend zoned by a lady. And I was like, well, if we go skydiving, she's got to like kiss my face, I think, right? I think that's how it works.
Or play at least just the tip.
I was not even, I was so far deep into like, nope, I was just friend zoned out. And so like, I think I made out with a girl that I was embarrassed of the night before. And then I woke up and I was like, I got to make a distraction. Kind of like piss pants. I had to make a distraction.
The whole story was that you skydove to try and get the girl. But
all the same thing.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm telling this in bits and pieces. I'm Pulp Fiction in this. Okay. So the night, I lived in a hall in college and dorm. And so the night before I went skydiving, I made out with a girl who I regretted doing that for. And I knew that everybody knew about it. And I was like, oh no. And so I woke up the next day and I was like, see, people need to talk about something else. And so I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go skydiving. And I knew that I lived on the same floor as some guy named Danny who liked to have fun. And I was like, Danny, let's go skydiving today. And he was like, okay, cool. And then I called the girl that was friend zoning me. But she was like super cool. Like, it's fucked up to just call a friend. She actually was a good friend of mine for like 5-6 years. Now I just lost touch with her. Never did anything with her.
So this plan didn't work.
Spoiler. this so like, yeah, so we get up and we go skydiving and the whole thing happened and we get on the ground and I'm unhooked from my guy and I like run up to hug her and I was like, you're going to kiss her right now. You're going to kiss her right now. We just fell out of a plane.
Lived.
And yeah, I ended up just picking her up. Like, I was picking up my daughter from summer camp, and I spun her around once. and then went home.
If you wanted the plane to work, you're supposed to kiss her in the sky. That's when the fireworks would have happened. You would have had her. If you kissed her in the sky, she's yours forever.
I don't know. I'm not mad she wasn't mine forever. Things worked out pretty well. But I just remember being like, that cost like $300. And I was like, this is fucking so much
Wasn't
money.
It fun? It wasn't worth it for
no,
the fun
it
of it?
No, it was terrible. I'll never go again.
No?
I hate roller coasters. But I did it also to build an argument because I have friends that love roller coasters. But I did skydiving to trump all of their bullshit when they're like, you're not going to go on King to Ka, man. You got to go. Like, I fell out of a plane once. I'm not doing that.
I defied gravity.
I've been to the top of this pyramid. I've won it all. I don't want to do any more. And so I don't like roller coasters. I don't know. Maybe I should go on roller coasters.
We'll go visit my parents in Florida, and we'll go to fucking Universal. That's where the good ones are.
Why would we go to Florida? Six Flags is like an hour away.
Universal's better.
I went to Six Flags with my girlfriend and two Australian lesbians we met in comedy, and it was the last time we hung out because they were just jet-setting around. And so we hung out, and they were super cool chicks. And so then we went to Six Flags because I wanted to go, and I ruined that trip by pussying out. And was just like, I can't be here. I'm not going to go on anything.
And
we just left and never talked to him again. I've ruined that friendship, that intercontinental friendship.
I've never been to Six Flags.
You're not missing much. It's awful. No. If you like roller coasters, you might be missing something. But I remember looking around and being like, I don't want to do any of this. I've brought myself to a dungeon.
I feel like I just don't trust any roller coasters except for like a Universal or like I want to say Disney. They don't really have real roller coasters.
You
want
to go on roller coasters with like Disney money
and same with Universal. That's why I trust that. Like Six Flags, every once in a blue moon is gonna have an issue or even people have died at Six Flags.
I know, and like
sure.
That King
so
Nakal roller
like,
coaster gets stopped at the top where you're harnessed in, but you just look at I don't like flying.
I didn't think I was a big roller coaster guy, but then I went and I did a bunch of roller coasters, and I'm like, they're a good time.
Oh, they're not a good time. I only fly. I flew to Brussels recently for like a vacation, and
I just couldn't imagine being on a plane that long. Like the plane,
it's like a 5 hour.
Oh, that's I feel like it would have been longer than that.
No, it was 5 going and like 7 coming back. But it was just...
Because you didn't pick up a good tailwind? Is that why?
I don't know. Probably just to punish me. Just well, I'll get you to Brussels quick, but then like once you realize that Brussels sucks, it's going to take way longer
to
get back.
But what do you do? Your devices have to die on that.
I had backup chargers and like I listened to the strain in my earphone and like that was kind of a letdown because that book's
I was talking to you about the strain because I never read the books. I didn't even know it was based off a book and I was like for me the strain started out interesting.
Yes.
I watched it because of the premise and it looked interesting.
Yeah.
And I was really into the show, I told you, The Last Ship, and I felt like it's not this even close to the same premise, but I mean it was just and so I'm just like I'll check The Strain out. And so yeah, it was good, and then all of a sudden after the first or second episode it went to like, oh, this isn't good. And I felt like it picked up a little bit. You did not.
No, the dialogue.
I felt like it picked up a little bit towards the end.
The premise was
season.
Strong enough in the first two episodes to carry it, but then like the dialogue became really like I can't ignore it. And then like I watched the whole thing all the way through, but
I
like,
still haven't watched the
there
season.
There was that like
Latina
grandmother who was just like a useless character and stuff, and I couldn't watch it. It was just time commitment.
The part that sticks out for me is just I can just picture when his wife was with the new guy that she was with. And
are you talking about the eye worm right now?
Yeah, when the worm went into the
eyes.
That
was almost
that
gross
just,
for no reason.
That just picture I can picture that like all the time, and then I picture whether if it and then I think about it ever being a real thing.
Ugh.
Oh, could you imagine that being a real thing?
That'd be awful.
We're probably gonna cut. No one's probably watched The Strain. We're just talking.
Don't
about
Don't watch
Strain.
The Strain. Watch. Check out Louis Theroux. The Strain's a bust. Don't do it.
I'm gonna stay with it because I've watched the first season. I'll keep watching it.
It's awful.
You're not gonna tune in for season two.
No.
Right
there.
No.
Hi.
Steph, Dan, how are you?
Great. How are you?
What's up, Steph?
Hi. I don't know.
All right. So we'll move in to the Thunder Round.
Okay.
This is called the Thunder Round.
Do you want to know what we're talking about?
Maybe after this one, when we figure out an actual... Because I don't know what time yet. So we'll just do this one, and then maybe next time. We're thinking about putting a time limit on it, but
yeah.
This one we will not.
Yeah. Part of the show.
Okay. Whatever you want to do.
This is how the Thunder Round works.
I'll do it way too fast to make it interesting.
No, because sometimes the things just branch off into a topic of their own that goes off on. It started out, the idea of it...
All right, let's just do it.
Yeah,
The
idea of it was be a quick thing, and then it just turned into something else, which is fine. So
okay.
This is how it works. You're going to clear your mind.
Okay.
And I'm going to say most of these are words, but words are phrases. And it's just the first thing that comes to mind, a story, something quick, whatever.
Okay.
All right, so this is... All right, so number one.
Nervous, yes.
Comcast.
Tim Ramis' song? Sorry.
No.
That's all I got.
It's funny, most people's first thing would probably be like, horrible customer service, which is what the song was about, really, right?
Well, my answer was about my friendship.
No,
Tim, so. So you're going to cheapen my answer. That's nice.
No. I didn't. I'm just saying we're...
You're wasting my time in the Thunder Round. We're at 23 seconds. Let's go. What's next?
No, that would be the lightning round if it was supposed to be as fast as possible.
Thunder round?
This is the thunder round.
God, meteorology.
Thunder round, you can let it roll a little bit.
Okay, all right.
Mortal Kombat.
The first one on N64 where they made it 3D that I was really terrible at, but I played it a bunch, and I was never allowed to have those games.
No?
Nope. I rented Slaughterhouse 3 for Sega Genesis, and my mom dragged me back to Action Video and made me cry and return it. I was just in fucking tears the whole time. My mom was like, tell him why you can't have it.
She,
I was like,
really?
I can't rent bloody video games.
They
like
weren't
a little kid.
They're not supposed to let a kid run it anyway.
I learned
You're
a lesson that day.
Have.
I'm not saying she was wrong. I learned a lot.
Wait, were you able to rent it yourself as a kid? Because that you're supposed to have an adult.
I think I was a regular customer, and I think there was like 16-year-olds working there. So.
But she was okay with GoldenEye, but not...
I was like 14 for GoldenEye, and there's not...
Oh, that was later.
Yeah.
I didn't play it a lot. I just remember it for Genesis for the most part, though, because that was the first one that I think it was on, was that one. 70. Just the number 70.
What? 70.
It's all random.
I was going to say dollars? Like, that's enough money. Like, I can't lose that much money right now. do you have that money? I would like to have, like, that. That's, I've never gotten that much money. I've gotten close to that in Coinstar before. Like, that's, that would be a new record for going to Coinstar for me. It would be
I've had in the hundreds in coins before, because I would just put it all.
What, are you just going to top everything I fucking say? I've had in the hundreds.
You don't impress me.
Well, you took it to
I'm just saying.
You took it to Coinstar.
Looks
money,
like somebody doesn't have any Sacagawea of gold dollars laying around.
I think I said this on the podcast before, but one.
What's the lowest amount of Coinstar money you've had before, and you cashed?
Well,
it
I would take it to TD because Coinstar charges you, and TD/Commerce would not. What's the lowest amount I?
The
put
lowest
in there?
Amount that you knew was going to suck, but you still cashed it in.
I don't remember. Usually it would just be, I would save it up for an X amount of time and just be like, all right, I'm taking it in. If I had to guess, I don't think I ever took in this little, but it could have been like 20 something. And okay, it could have been for someone else too.
I know for sure. See, that's what I would tell people, but I know for sure I've had like a number of like low 20s Coinstar trips where it's like, well, what am I going to do?
People, like, I worked at Acme, and people would have, like, put almost nothing in. I'm like, what's the point? They're charging you, like, I forget how much on the dollar, and you're really just going
to
put it in.
See, but, like, this is why I was always scared to turn in, like, $20 of coins, because of your Acme judgment. Like, that's what I would hate. I would just start lying and be like, I can't. Be like, this is just from my car. This is from my car.
You didn't know I was secretly judging you then. That's okay.
Everyone was. Hometown Acme.
You're like, I need suburbs. To buy groceries. Leave me alone. All right.
I didn't need that. I just needed gas in my car to get across the bridge.
Yeah, but I think I said this on one of the podcasts, but we bought, it might have been on Tim's, we bought our N64 with all the coins that my dad had saved up in one of those big water jugs. He had enough to buy an N64, like when it
you
first
didn't buy
came
any
out.
Coins, though,
no,
right?
But we no, and okay. I said we didn't take it to the thing and drop down like a bunch of rolled up coins and be like, hand us a 64.
I did that.
We didn't do
again,
that
again. A story when I was a kid. I was like 6 years old, and my mom. I wanted the Jurassic Park board game because I liked the Jurassic.
I didn't
Park
know
movie.
They had a Jurassic Park
it
board
sucked,
game.
But she was like, "I'm not gonna buy. Like, you have to save up for that." So I saved up all these quarters, and it was pre Coinstar, like 92. So I just went to Caldor with like a fucking box of coins and then got, it was like a $21 board game. And I just like dumped all my fucking coins in front of the lady and she counted them all out.
She wasn't
kind
mad.
Of like, I wish
she
my mom just took the coins.
She wasn't pissed off.
No, she was like super happy because I was like beaming, holding the game. I was like still young and cute enough that it's not a pain in the ass yet.
We referenced Bradley's and Caldor in the same podcast.
Caldor.
Do we win? Do we win? What do we win?
I remember I almost shit my pants at Caldor once. I was a kid. It's like not a fun memory.
But you didn't. You
no, no, no. It was like, I was like, it was a, I think it was the first time I had to deal with something like that. And I was just like, I remember going down like a turtle pose in like the toy aisle being like, not here. Not here. It worked out. It was all right.
I actually remember when I worked, my first job was CVS. This didn't happen to me. Someone else there. Someone came in and paid in like rolled dimes, but the dimes were on the outside. They didn't look in the middle. They had all pennies in the middle. So they gave a
that
bunch
is
of rolled.
I almost want to give him the whatever he wants. That's such like a low profit margin for that much work. Like if you would have had a job and done that same amount of time, you would have dollars. Like you would have more dollars than you need. But you went and Ocean nope. 11 a roll of dimes.
Yep. Couple rolls. I don't think it was just one. But
what's a roll of
that's
dimes?
10 bucks.
Bucks.
That's 10 bucks. Yeah. So they paid. They.
All right.
It's pretty good.
It's inventive.
It
it's
is
just
inventive. But they probably should have checked.
I never
to
had
make
the balls
sure.
To do shit like that.
No, I would have gotten caught. I definitely would have gotten caught. Like, I pulled, like, little things, like, and stuff and got away with it, but it wasn't anything like that. All right, next one, Matt Lips.
Gasoline bit. The gasoline bit. You know what I'm talking about? I talk to you about it almost every time I see you.
Yep.
It's a bit that if people listen to it, know, it's about Matt Lips trying to keep people from drinking gasoline, working at Giant. And I'm a big believer in it, but you've waffled on it back and forth, man.
I've changed stuff. I've took out one of the bars. Like, that joke, I feel like a lot of my jokes are like this, but that joke, too, is like... It's so weird on which parts hit which nights. Like, it never is fluent. Like, this part will hit one night, and this part won't hit one night. Once in a while, it'll all hit. Sometimes, like, that, like it's so... It just seems so inconsistent. And the part where you have to pantomime a whole thing, and then if they're not on board with the pantomime, like the part where I flip out and run to the pumps to stop them, if they're not on board, that's just me doing a whole thing, and then people staring at me pretending to run up to
I've
a gas pump.
I've done dinosaurs and bomb the whole time. That bit where I'm just screaming about dinosaurs, I've done that and gotten nothing the whole time. Like, but it almost feels good that, like, if you commit super hard to it and people are still not on board with it.
Yeah, I just feel so stupid. I'm like stopping these people, saving their lives from drinking gasoline, and everyone's just kind of staring at me, and I'm like,
I don't know. I should
next time I should be like, guys, I just saved lives.
Yeah. That's what I think of.
I've changed it to take that out. And stuff like that.
No, that's a great act out. Like, don't. It's the way that you have, like, genuine caring when you're like, miss. No,
you can't.
It's really good.
The only part I've added to it recently, which I haven't done it a lot, so it doesn't have a big target. But when I was talking about in the beginning, of just about the videos in general, I'm talking about how they're pointless, and I'm just like, yeah, they're all like, blah, 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 stealing's bad. And I'm like, no, well, stealing's kind of a job perk. I'm like, can we just get to the part of whether or not I can fuck my coworkers? Because that's, like, all I want to know. And I'm like...
You should go back to that bit. I like that. It was the first, like, really long-form bit.
Yeah, that was, like, my first bit that, like, worked really well. I did tell a super old bit I never tell anymore. I had one thing planned, and I was just like, I'm just going to tell two old bits I never tell, and I don't give a shit. And so, and I told, do you remember China Airways? My joke about China Airways?
No.
And it worked so much better than it ever did, and I'm like, really? I'm like, this worked tonight? It was just about the top 10 most dangerous airlines, and China being number one, and then I gave them new taglines for their thing. But, alright.
Well, I like gasoline, so continue.
maybe one day. I tell it randomly, but maybe one day when you're back, when you actually come to Puck. Just kidding,
can't
pal. I love you.
No, I'm there when I can.
I never would try and make you feel guilty. I apologize. Alright. Next one, cows.
Cow?
I tried to go super random on this one. on all of these.
I've been close. The job I have now, it's like a compound. There's like a ton of animals on there, but we're not supposed to work with them. But like, if shit needs to get done with the animals and the animal people aren't around, like, they'll just call us to go do it. And like, we have no training. And so, like, it's not really about a cow, but we had to move a pygmy goat this summer, and a pygmy goat's like as tall as this table, but like they have a neck that's built like a dinosaur's neck. Like, it's so fucking strong, and like, that's what it made me think of, because I had to trick it, because goats have one move where like they rear up and then like come down and try to headbutt you in the crotch groin or like hips. And like, that's what it makes me think of, like, trying to move, and like, goats scream like people do when you pick them up. And so, like, I remember just laughing, trying to hold this goat as it's, like, screaming at me like a man. So that's what cows make me think of. And people were complaining that the goat stinks, but, like, I really like the goat. Once we got it in the truck, I was just like, you're a good goat. People don't understand you. So cows make me think.
So wait, why'd you have to move the goat?
A new goat pen was built, so you had to move the one pygmy goat from goat place A.
Really trained in goat moving, but
we watched YouTube videos on second break, because me and the other new guy went and did it. So like, we got excited about it because it's not our normal job. So we're just like looking up like goat wrangling videos, and they told us about their one fight move, and then how you just kind of have to tackle them. You can't really hesitate, or they'll fuck you up, man.
I just won't have a groin anymore. That'll be.
I don't know. I have respect for that goat. He wasn't happy. And it's all right. He shouldn't have been. We're fucking with him.
He didn't want to get that new pen.
I like how he, like, didn't like us up front. If he liked us too much, I wouldn't respect him as much.
But, like, you know
if
what?
If you're just, like, too eager for friends.
You know, people don't understand you, and I get it. You're a piece of shit.
I like him. He had that goat mustache. It was good. That's cows.
Starbucks.
I don't know, coffee? That's a lame one. I don't know. I'm almost out.
This is the last one I've written down. Fast food.
I can't eat that stuff anymore. I like to. I live by a Popeyes. It's really good. But whenever I eat that, it turns my belly into like a civil war. It's just fucking, I'll just go to the bathroom for hours. It's terrible.
What is slash was your favorite?
Popeyes. I guess Popeyes, but Arby's. I went through Arby's. Oh, no, God, actually.
I fucking love Arby's.
I used to watch football with my friends on Sundays, and we'd go to Taco Bell, and I would order like $14 at Taco Bell. And then
that's like
pass up my friend like $4 crumpled up, and be like, I got four. But like, he was too professional like to say that we don't want those tacos. Like, he's too ashamed, so I would kind of be a scumbag and make him buy like $9 of tacos.
But like $14 at Taco is like a treasure chest of food.
So good.
That is so much food.
Two cheesy Cordita Crunches, three soft tacos, and like a Nachos Bel Grande with no tomatoes.
See, Arby's is my favorite. There's like none around.
Home now? I might wreck my body on the way home.
There's not a ton of those.
If I eat that tonight, I'll wake up tomorrow and feel awful. I will be hurting at work if I eat Taco Bell.
I liked the cheesy potato half pounder.
I don't trust potatoes. I feel like that would always get mushy. I never gave it a shot, though.
Potato
wedges?
Judging
it. Yeah, potato wedges from Taco Bell?
I don't know.
Who had good potato wedges? KFC was solid.
They still have them. Does Popeyes not have potato wedges?
I don't really. Yeah, I guess they do. But
There's not many Popeyes around, so I never go.
Last time I got it, I housed a bunch of biscuits. Like, I went to town on biscuits before I even got the chicken. I regret that.
See, I don't go to town on biscuits. They're okay, but they're not why I go. See, right. I got really into the grilled chicken. I love grilled chicken.
This is devolving into like a cooking show.
That's okay. This is the end of the Thunder Round, so it's all right.
It's the end of the Thunder Round, but the fucking. Ugh. I feel like we should end it on something better than this.
I don't have my regular notebook to see other things I have written down in it, because I had a couple other things I haven't said. No. Now you made me think on the spot, and I can't do it.
Who'd you lose your virginity to? No names. How'd that happen?
It was a girl. It was a girl I was dating, and so it was eventually gonna happen. I mean, you're dating, still a virgin. She wasn't.
Okay.
She knew what she was doing.
Okay. End of the Thunder Round. Good.
Well, you're not gonna tell me.
I feel like mine's way more exotic than yours, so now it sounds braggy.
Yeah, mine. So now it sounds mine like I picked this question. Yeah, to be mine braggy. Wasn't just mine wasn't like a random like, oh, this is happening now kind of thing. It was just like I was dating someone. Yours was like a one off.
No. 2-year relationship. Colombian girl didn't speak English. She was 29.
That's always pretty fascinating, dating someone who doesn't speak English. What you guys?
She got
do?
Hired at the same place we worked at because the place.
How did
we
you have
at,
conversations?
It's a lot of facial expressions, and like I knew some Spanish.
But for
back
two,
then.
But two
no,
years
no, I picked
with
up
that
Spanish.
Too. That's...
No, I used to speak Spanish really well because of that. Yeah, but then it's been a long time. But no, we met because we worked at the same retail place that hires people for good looks. Like, you could probably do the math on who that is. But like, I got in there. That sounds super juicy. But like, I was I was just talking to people, and they were like, "Hey, you should come work here." And I was like, "All right, whatever." So like, I shoehorned my way in to be a guy that works in the back. And then after that place closes at 9 p.m., like a bunch of illegal people come in to fold the whole store down, and so they hired Milena on as daytime people because she was really pretty, but no, they didn't make her say any words or anything. They just made her fill the shit out and told her to show up one day. So then she kept working, and people thought she was a bitch because she didn't talk to anybody. But like, I spoke a little bit of Spanish, and people were like, "That new girl's a fucking bitch. Like, she didn't talk to anyone." And I went up and tried to talk to her, and then I realized, like, oh shit. You came in to get hired for the nighttime shift, not.
and they're like, we're calling you up to the big leagues.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you have like a 20-year-old manager for a fucking retail store. So then she ended up working with me on overnights and hanging out. And so that was
the first time at work.
No, never at work. I'm a giant pussy. I can't pull stuff up. I'm not a dude that's built for stuff like that. Like I know dudes who could be like, "Yeah, what's up? It's a bathroom. Let's do that." And I just can't. I'll be like, well,
like,
fucking,
like, not even
they serve
like
food it, here. We can't.
Not even if like if your girl just ever wanted to like do it in the bathroom, like you're however
maybe
many years
puck.
In, you're just.
I almost
like,
did that. I've tossed that around. I think I might have done stuff in puck before, but like not full on. Just because, like, you guys are always walking around. Have Getz come back.
You can just be like, if we walked in, I'd just be like, what's up? Can you give us... I'd be like, all right, you take your time.
What's up? Jump in on it now.
But, like, you guys just give him... Can you guys just give him a minute?
Nah, I'm not built to do stuff like that. I can't. Are you? I'm not. I would always be scared of getting caught, getting arrested for it. Then you become a sex offender. I think. I don't really know.
I mean, I've done it at, like, a closed park before, like, at night. Like, it wasn't open. You weren't supposed to be there.
I guess I've done golf course before.
Golf course?
Yeah, but golf course is nice. There's, like, putting greens. Golf course is, like, almost, like, inside.
It was very elegant. The sprinklers went on right in the middle.
It was nice. It was, like, I think it was spring or fall. It might have been fall, but, like, at a brisk night. Why would I be disappointed? It was nice.
It was very romantic.
No.
No.
No, but no, it was on a golf course. It was on a golf course. It was
fucking dirty.
It was awkward, young, stupid. Yuck. Did you go through that period where, like, you don't understand that you have hips? You're just like, then one day you discover your hips move independently and you're like, oh, I'm way better.
At one point, I think
automatically.
At one point, I think I put it in the wrong hole. I think in a hole in
one. Never did that. I've heard of people doing that. I remember hearing those rumors and being like, that's impossible. How?
Just, oh, put it in the wrong
hole.
Yeah,
there's always high school rumors like that.
Usually if they jump, you probably put it in the wrong
spot. That's not true. I don't know. You just...
If they're not... if they're not into that, they're probably like, oh, nope, don't put it in there.
Yeah, I guess I'm the only gentleman sitting at this table who's never just like, yo, let me get in there. You creep.
I've never tried to sneak it in. I'm just saying that's how you know,
probably. Stop talking. I'm just going to paint you worse and worse if you keep talking about this.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Keep burying you.
Go ahead.
That's all right, buddy.
Paint me.
What's up?
Paint a pretty picture of me.
No.
All right. We'll do the final thing, which is the wheel. Spin the wheel.
Is that that thing?
Oh. It's behind me somewhere.
It's a wheel.
We'll spin the big wheel.
There's props and shit.
All the pegs are gone, but it's okay.
Went to AC Moore to make this?
This is for my work. They were throwing it out.
100% stolen.
It was in the trash can. I salvaged it.
All right.
Hold on. Let me think. We'll just spin it. If it's a bad spin, I forget which way is the best way. Oh yeah, that's the way. All right. Let's see. Craziest sexual experience you've ever had. Tenda.
Oh god. I don't even know if I have a good one. I'm very tame.
You've never had, like, a crazy place or just a crazy thing that happened?
It's all very, very, very oyster cracker. Very oyster crackery sexual life.
Not even Ritz?
Yeah, just like
Wasn't even a nice Ritz. And we're talking Perrier. Oyster.
Like, as far as, like, impressive stories, no, I think they're all to come. They're all in the future or not at all.
Oh, when you said it, you're like, all my sex stuff is just to come. Like, that's it. Like, that's what I thought.
Fuck, I ended this on, like, a pun. I ended this horse shit on a pun.
Unintentionally.
We gotta kill this. Don't ever let that pun see the light of day. Matt Lips, thank you for having me. I think we're wrapping it up.
From now on, I'm letting the guests end the show, so take it away.
Alright, I don't know if you guys heard the last Thunder Round, but if you didn't, we'll just say it was amazing, but we had to cut it out. But thanks for listening. Tune in next week to Matt Lips. Thanks for having me, Matt.
Thanks for coming. Chris Wood.